Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Major League Baseball season begins with just one game tonight. New York Yankees will be in San Francisco to face the Giants. Both of Ohio's teams start their seasons tomorrow. Cincinnati Reds at home with the Boston. Cleveland Guardians will be in Seattle to face the Mariners. 17 former Ohio State football players taking part in the Buckeyes' annual Pro Day at the Woody Hayes Complex today with numerous NFL officials in attendance. Blue Jackets, following last night's win in Philadelphia, now holding second place in the Metro Division. They'll get back on the ice tomorrow, skating in Montreal against the Canadiens. One college basketball head coaching vacancy filled today. Butler announced that Ronald Norred is replacing Thad Matta. Norred played for the Bulldogs and helped them appear in back-to-back national championship games. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, Common Man.
I was going to say we got a great show today, but I'm not starting off well.
What are you talking about?
We've got the TVs on in here, and I got Adam Silver. The commissioner of the NBA is the first person that I see.
He's not a sight for sore eyes.
These things on the Facebook and the Gram, where it's like, what Alexander Graham Bell ate in a day. And it's like, you know, him having his meals like porridge and pheasant and whatever the hell they ate back then.
That's it, right?
People throughout
history. Rice.
And what they ate throughout the day. Adam Silver, if you sat down with him for a meal, would he just take a vial of blood out of his pants? He doesn't eat regular food.
The guy doesn't have... What do you think his body fat is? It's a lot lower than Zion Williamson, I'll tell you that.
He's not real.
No.
He's sucking your blood dry.
They did one of those aerial shots, you know, how they got the sky cam for every sport. Now, NFL does this. I couldn't tell you what game it was. I think I texted you at the time or even sent you a screenshot. They were at an NBA postseason game last year, and it was a TV timeout, and the sky cam kind of moved aside, and it caught Adam Silver and three or four of his cronies. And the way that they were just like staring into blank space and they like made eye contact with the camera, it just freaked me out, man. Shook me to my core. It's like, who are these guys? It's like the Illuminati running and pulling the strings of the NBA.
They're terrified.
No, the guy's not a real, I feel like he's a Men in Black dude where his face will kind of open up and there's a little guy there with joysticks.
Men in Black guys would come here and erase my memory.
I do too.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
It's good, clean Wednesday. What's that mean? That means...
Oh, email time.
It's email time. You email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. Also today, we declare a winner, 2026 Pizza Madness. T-Bone and Tyvis will come in here at 4 o'clock. We'll have some pizza. It's between Adriatico's and Pizza House. We're going to do live tastings and smellings and grease finger tests. All of it. But
it's going to be so good.
The voting is still open until 4 o'clock. This is your last chance to vote. Pizzamadness.pizza is the website, not .com. .pizza. It's brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. Plus, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. No Nicole today because Nicole's out at OSU Pro Day and she's lusting over men.
I saw that our guy Jaden Fielding kicked a long field goal today.
What is that supposed to do?
What are we doing?
People tweet that out. Hey, Jaden Fielding kicked a 50-yarder. All right, good for him.
No, 57.
Well, whatever. He's got nobody rushing him.
Put some stank on it, man.
He's, you know, it's fine. He's got a leg. I never said he didn't have a leg.
Anybody can kick a 57-yarder.
All these guys have legs.
I'd like you to kick a 29-yarder.
Consistently.
When the season's on the line.
Yes.
Right? That's the thing that we want. But no, I'm not trying to drum up bad memories. I wish him well in his future, whatever that is going to look like. Pro Day is always one of those, I don't know if I'd call that a weird day, but how would you define it? It seems like every single media member has to make sure that they are at this thing. Because we know everyone in the NFL is going to be there because it's Ohio State and they're likely going to put together an awfully impressive draft class. But these guys are all leaving the Buckeyes. So maybe in a workaround way,
the success
that they enjoy can be infused back into the program.
You have current Buckeyes participating in Pro Day, like Julian Sayin's out there throwing.
Because we're right in the middle of spring football
now,
and the team is here and they're going right now.
He's throwing to Carnell Tate.
Yep.
Right? But, I mean, he's out there throwing, and it's a big deal for him to get in front of, John Harbaugh's there.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are there. And it's funny to see the evolution of this, because I'd become that guy now where I drive down the street, and I nudge my wife, and I say, I remember when none of this was here. It was a field, and now there's Holmes and Myers, and they're all over the place.
Why do you sound like this?
I don't know, but I always have to have that voice. Oh, where'd that come from? It's a Jimmy John's. I remember when none of that was here. And now...
You sound like the Queen's husband who is American.
I find myself doing that with Pro Day.
I don't know what you're doing.
I remember 22 years ago and Pro Day was nothing. You know, you'd have a couple people show up. There was like folding chairs and that was the end of that.
And now you have six... I think they make you an official press pass. Whereas before, you just were known to be someone in the media. I could pop in there and
just
be like, hey, it's me, it's Timmy Hall, the fan. And like,
you wouldn't
right,
be allowed in there. You got Lewis Reddick in there now.
Well, the last couple years I'd gone, I never really knew what the schedule was going to be as the years have ticked past because I had so many other things on my plate. So I would go there and they might draw my name in marker. Like, they'd give you the plastic press credential, and then they'd just write it on there. Most people had the sticky printout versions who had applied weeks prior, but that's how big it is now. So many people show up there. The families are typically there. I can remember when Marvin Harrison Jr. was going into the league, I got a little interview with Marvin Harrison, and a lot of people were talking to him, and that was kind of cool. You see a lot of people show up to this thing. It really is impressive. Like, this is full-on flex type of stuff. For what Ohio State's football program is. That's maybe the best way to describe Pro Day. There's not many places like it in the country.
You don't like my voice?
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I didn't know what the hell it was.
When none of this was here.
Usually you kind of go with an old, you go like an old sports journalist. I remember back when the show was just a horseshoe. Now it's completely filled in. That was back in the 1920s. Every broadcaster said it like that.
I remember.
Here comes Hopalong Cassidy. Gets to the outside. And that's a 10-yard gain before he's run out of jail, out of bounds by Ramrod Johnson.
Ramrod Johnson?
Oh, he's a strapping young player.
My guy.
Out of Oklahoma City.
Comes from a good family.
He does.
All right, Jack has beat the Flyers last night.
What a performance, huh?
Well, it was a great performance in the first by Jet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Flyers came out with their hair on fire. They sort of got their mojo back after coming off a good road trip, and Jackets coming off the shutout loss against
right.
the Islanders.
Right.
And, you know, that's the difference a good goaltender makes. Is
that's what you want.
You go in there, you very easily could have been down by a couple goals. You know, instead you're down by one. You withstood their best run at you.
He stops a penalty shot in this game, several other one-on-one chances in this game.
You feel better about going out there in the second because you have confidence in your goaltender, and you go out there in the second period, you play a much better period.
This is exactly what worked against the Jackets. Remember the first game back from the Olympic break? You're wearing your Milano Cortina hoodie. That's very nice today. Folks on YouTube can see his Olympic gear.
In Boston.
They came back against Boston, and the Jackets were playing with their hair on fire in the first period. And it wound up being 1-1, and it felt like it could have been 5-1, but Corpy was insane. Boston winds up winning that game in regulation, and sometimes you aren't going to be the best through the full 60 minutes, but that's what it's about. If you have that hot goaltender, he can pick up some of those pieces, and then you can still wind up getting the job done. So that was, a tough road environment. They were in it. That was a desperate Flyers team. You give them that kind of confidence in that first period, and it can be dangerous. And maybe we got to start talking a little bit more about how well Jet has played. At the end of last season, it was a very small sample size. Now he's kind of taken the driver's seat here, and his numbers are approaching top 10 in the NHL type of stuff.
There's been
at this point
points of inconsistency this season, and when Rick Bowness first came in, it looked like he was enamored with Elvis. Elvis was getting the majority of the playing time, and now it looks like that script has flipped.
I think that was a pretty good piece of coaching to just take two goaltenders where, look, it's...
What a novel concept. Who's playing better?
I can look at the numbers, from the outside and just say, this is what Elvis has been with much more NHL experience than Jet. This is what Jet was at the end of last season. So I'll go with the veteran right here because I've heard stories about what his mindset is. So we'll see how he responds. And then it was a good old-fashioned competition. Both guys got their shot to see who could take the lead. It's pretty cool right now, and we can feel it in the city.
Ohio State reporting NCAA violations. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Southbound on 315, there is an accident blocking the left lane at I-70, about a 15-minute delay back from 670, and eastbound on the west outer belt 270 after US 62, an accident on the right shoulder. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. You'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies and highs getting into the mid-60s, and then for tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows in the mid to low 50s. For Thursday, an isolated chance of showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny, warm, and windy with highs getting in the mid to upper 70s. Chances of storms develop late Thursday overnight into Friday, some which could be strong with heavy downpours and gusty winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Pizza Madness Championship will be unveiled at 4 o'clock. Well, 4 o'clock-ish. T-Bone and Tyvus will be in here. We'll eat some pizza. We'll have a good time.
That's fun.
Please join us.
Yeah, this is going to be a good time. Tyvus, T-Bone in the studio with us. Jen will be here. She's handling the pie orders today, so we appreciate her for that. Very nice.
Of course, Teddy's always here.
Teddy's here. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Watch your little TGL last night?
No.
Tiger was back last night.
He was back. I saw some of the clips and from that, but no, I did not tune in to watch it.
He's never been more jacked. I mean, he is jacked up. He's veiny Vevelainen. And ironically, he's never been worse at golf.
I don't know if you're confusing the veiny Vevelainen for his face is just starting to become old and wrinkled.
No, did you see
his age?
They were bursting out.
He's bursting, but he's always been the guy on the PGA Tour that could bench press over 300 pounds.
I understand, but now
Mr. Athletic out there.
He's done more. He can't do as much with his lower body, so
he can just
working his upper body.
Yeah. And, you know,
that torso.
Some lifting can be good for strengthening that back if
Correct.
You do it the right way. And I've seen a lot of breakdowns now. That's what we're all doing. All the golf guys are getting on social media and doing the breakdown of his swing. And there are a couple of tee shots on that, like, caverns course. Kind of a fun thing. There's some lava on that course there. Floors, lava type of thing.
Lava.
And then there's some, you know, holes that are entirely in a cave. That's what they can do, and it's all simulated crap. But you have to hit, like, some stinger shots so the ball doesn't get too high. So you are going to keep a lower plane. But you can see, and it's not shocking. He's 50 years old. He had a devastating car accident. He had a back surgery again in October. He can't really get that full turn through the golf ball the way that Tiger Woods used to be able to do it. But I still would like to see him. I'd still like to see him try.
Right, per the Dispatch, Ohio State has reported minor football infractions. You ready for this?
Oh, very minor.
Including the use of a student manager no longer enrolled at the school and a violation related to a social media post. The first violation occurred in the summer of 2025.
Ridiculous.
When the Buckeyes used a student manager no longer enrolled, the previous enrollee at one of Ohio State's regional campuses, his duties included some clock operation responsibilities for OSU. The manager was removed. And Ohio State has since introduced enrollment tracking services for its managers. So someone was, like, working a stopwatch that wasn't supposed to be working a stopwatch?
They weren't even at the school anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't be a student manager when you're not a student.
All right, okay, fine. Who cares? The second violation reported occurred January 2025 when a player participated in team strength and conditioning activities before being medically cleared. After the violation was discovered, Ohio State's medical staff cleared the athlete that day, and the Buckeyes are re-examining their medical clearance process. So, clerical error there. Third and final self-reported violation occurred when an Ohio State assistant coach shared a post on social media announcing the verbal commitment of a transfer portal prospect. But since the prospect had not actually committed yet, an infraction occurred. The post was deleted. The Buckeyes provided educational services to the assistant.
All right. We're gonna put you through the ringer right here.
All right.
And make you watch some PowerPoint presentations. Did I almost say PowerPoint?
PowerPoint.
No, don't watch that. Close the book on them. Death sentence for Ohio State football.
Jackets time. We talked about them beating the Flyers last night. They're in uncharted waters now, Timmy. I saw this. Jackets have not been in second place or higher in the standings, which they are right now. They're second place in the Metro. This late in the season, since April 1st, 2017. So my maths tell me that's 9 years. And in 25 seasons in the league, the Jackets have never finished a season higher than third place in their division. So that's good.
My God.
There's 11 games left to go.
We've never finished higher than third.
Why does that surprise you?
It doesn't, but it's just devastating to hear again. 25 years in existence, you got to grab a division championship once, right?
You'd think.
That doesn't even mean you're going to the Eastern Conference Finals or anything like that. You'd like to if you're that good, but are you starting to get any kind of feeling Or are you trying to?
I'll tell you what the feeling is, and I forgot what this type of competitive hockey environment does to me.
Right.
It does not do my body good because I got squirts and poos,
right.
And I'm nervous watching everything.
When the 3-1 lead became a 3-2 lead last night,
there's
when
ebbs
the
and
net.
Flows yeah. of seasons. Like I was talking to you after the Islander game, and I said in jest, "They're done. They're finished." Clearly, were they? No, but that performance devastated me. You're invested in 60 minutes of hockey, right? And then you come out like that, and you can't score a goal, and it ruins you emotionally. If you have a team that's not in it, who cares? Maybe you get pissed off for 5 minutes, you turn the television off, you don't think about it anymore.
Yeah.
But when your team is consistently right there in the hunt, we see this with Ohio State football every single year. They are competitive every single year, and so when they get down the stretch playing those close games, I gotta watch the game with the bathroom door open because I'm spewing out of the ass.
Now we're
there with the Jackets, where I feel that way. I'm looking at the schedule every single day. Montreal, you gotta go to Montreal, and you gotta go there twice before the end of the season, and oh my God, what are you gonna do? And you're playing all these teams that you're right there with, and you can't afford not to win these games, you can't take them to overtime.
Blah! All right, you're killing me now.
I'm just saying that's what competitive hockey brings you.
That's what competitive sports brings
you.
And that's why
it's miserable, but it's also good.
Yes. The focus on the second part. You have to put up with the first part because it is good. I got brought up this again. Sarah was debating the other side of this when we're watching that St. John's Kansas game. She was like, this is why it would have been better if we just lost by 30. I said, no. Why would I want to get my ass kicked when instead I can have possession with the ball and a chance to win? It will suck. It will suck big time when we lose.
And
or
they
if
did.
We, or if we lose. But you're telling me you don't want to even be in the fight? You have no soul. You have no pulse if you're not even in the fight. What's the point of doing any of this? Just to finish, 25 points out of a playoff spot? It sucked last season to make that run and then to come up short. Look at this, too. We have 87 points this year. We had 89 all of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 11 hockey games left to be
played. You asked me about
going to be playoff atmospheres.
3 weeks ago, you said how many points you think it takes. And I said, probably just over 90. It's going to be much more than that.
Take 100.
That's what I said.
It's going to take a 100 point season.
If you get 90 points in the Eastern Conference, get your golf game ready because you're staying home.
Maybe
you got to keep winning.
Maybe a tick below 100 will get it done. But let's do this. I mean,
nothing would surprise me at this point.
Yeah, two games against the Hurricanes coming up.
Yeah.
Go after them.
Home and home, right?
Just go after the Canes now. They're 9 points ahead.
Schedule's not easy.
No.
Schedule's not easy. If you make the playoffs, you're going to earn this.
Absolutely.
What's the percentage, though? Don't they have like a 70-something percent chance?
It's like 87, 88.
That worries me, too.
I don't like hearing it that high,
that
right?
That worries me, man.
Just don't worry about it. It sounds to me like they're in the playoffs.
There's no way.
So I'm just going relax and take it easy.
There's no way it could really be that high of a percentage, as competitive as this is going to be, right?
That's why.
Like, you wouldn't even. They were talking about how the Flyers' season is done. They have 12 games left and they're at 80 points. The Islanders are there at 85. I get, like, analytically you're thinking that, but come on. You're really going to, season's over.
That's the thing.
We lost to the Jackets on a Wednesday night. We're done.
Can't figure out. And that's the thing I said about, like, Tom Brady coming back against the Falcons had a, like, negative percentage chance, whatever the hell it was. Just a ridiculous chance. And it's like, yeah, it was quite the thing. But at any point in the predictor, did it factor in Tom Brady?
Right.
Like, you're Tom Brady,
right. Yeah.
And you're the Patriots. And that's the thing, too. When I see, like Teddy said, 87% chance the Blue Jackets make the playoffs. In those numbers, does it factor in
you're the Blue Jackets? Right.
It's been 25 years of misery. You've won one playoff series in 25 years. I mean, that has to factor in, right?
And then on the other side, it's like, you're the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
You're the Philadelphia
Flyers.
You have
the greatest goal scorer of all time on your team.
Right. And there are 11 teams right now with 80 points or better. No one's got more than 96. And then you got the Capitals right there at 79 points. And they're, they're basically punting them out of the playoffs right now. Like they have no shot.
As it sits right now, in the Atlantic, you have the Sabres in first place, 95 points. Then it's the Lightning at 91, Montreal at 88. And I think you have to play them twice more, Montreal, I think.
Yeah, we have the next game, and then we have the one that the Jackets are doing the trip through travel partners.
That's right.
Yeah, so two more.
The one tomorrow night's on the road, right, in Montreal?
They're both on the road.
Oh, they're both on the road. That's right.
That's why there's a trip.
You're right. Sorry. I don't know if the trip was for next year.
No. You're good.
All right, Carolina Hurricanes first in the Metro, 96 points. And it's the Jackets, 87. Pittsburgh, 86. Wild card, Boston has got the number one spot, 86 points. And Ottawa, 85 points. Then Islanders, Red Wings on the outside looking in. Islanders have 85, but have fewer regulation wins. Red Wings, 84 points.
Is your scrotum starting to scratch or itch a little bit?
Everything itches, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean because we may have to get something pierced?
I mean, that's way off in the future.
People ask me about that.
Because I would love for that to get dicey. I welcome it.
If the Blue Jackets win the Stanley Cup, I will get my genitals pierced. And you know what? I'm not backing off that for a second.
We can't. We're all three of us doing it.
I'll be so excited. I'll have a grin ear to ear. I'll be wearing my Jacket Stanley Cup t-shirt to the piercing. I'll be so excited. And you know what? I may get a tattoo.
I will get
it. I may get a Stanley Cup tattoo.
I will absolutely.
Right on the anus.
Where the top of the cup will be where
whatever,
the anus
man.
Is.
That's my tramp stamp. One of the best football players in America may be a vampire. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On southbound 315, there is an accident at I-70. It's got the left lane blocked off with a 10 to 15 minute delay back from King. Westbound I-70, two left lanes closed for construction between Hilliard Rome and State Route 142. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Just 30 minutes to vote.
Yeah. Pizza Madness,
pizza
baby.
Pizza Madness. Pizza Madness. Pizza.
4 o'clock. T-Bone and Tyvus, they're going to be here. We're getting Pizza House and Adriatico's, and it is going to be some good stuff. What do you want?
I thought you had a read there.
No. I was saying it's a good, clean Wednesday as well.
I thought it was pee-pee time.
So we've got lots of emails that are rolling in. I had one here that said, my guys.
Tonight!
I would like to know your favorite car snacks. You ever going on a road trip? He said he heard us talking about road trips and you specifically going to Milwaukee and taking the car when you were 16 years old and no one seemed to give a flip about that when checking out old ballparks.
Milwaukee went to Minneapolis too. I'll tell you, the thing is you got to have it between your legs, right?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, yeah. When I'm doing a car snack, I don't want to reach over to the passenger seat. I want to have it between my legs.
I see. Yeah.
And I want something that is going to minimize crummage.
Of course.
So something that I can eat in one go and not take a bite of and then have crumbs and things trickling down.
Right. So cookies are not great car snacks unless they are a mini thin.
Like the mini.
Where you can pop.
The mini Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a great car snack.
In a seal bag.
Ba ba da ba da ba ba. Ba-ba-da-ba.
Baby!
I was listening to some Seal yesterday.
It's great. He's fantastic.
I like Seal. We don't talk about Seal. Anyway.
What about Fly Like an Eagle Seal from Space Jam?
Fly like an eagle to the sea.
Steve Miller cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve Miller Band. Car snacks.
Combos.
Yes.
Combos is the ultimate car snack. Don't look at me over there, Teddy. It's not the pretzel. It's the cracker.
It is the pretzel.
No, it's the cracker. Pretzel. Pizzeria cracker.
Teddy likes a
the
pretzel.
The ultimate car snack. You can't beat a combo. I don't care what you tell me.
Pizzeria or nacho. So I had at some point along the line put together a top five for my car snacks. And combos is my number one. So we share that. It's comes in a nice hanger bag. You can rip and tear easily to where you can pour a couple out at a time and you can sort of cup the hand and pop them in. It's clean. The dustiness, that's a key thing for me with a snack.
The dusty man.
Yeah, the dustiness. I use a Gardetto's original recipe snack mix. That's high up on the list,
that's
too.
Not bad.
It's tremendous. They're all pretty dry. There's some seasoning on it, but they're not.
As opposed to your soaking wet snacks.
We don't want the wet snacks.
I don't
snacks,
know why
right?
You're always with the dry. These are all dry.
Of course, that's why they're in my top five. Nothing's going to be wet here. It's a car snack. We don't need any residues or things like that. Gummy bears are fine though. You can have a standard gummy bear. Bugles,
good choice.
And then nice bag of M&M's pretzel.
Well, you can go with any M&M.
Right, but I would prefer a pretzel M&M.
Well, actually, you know what I like to do? Make my own little care package. I started doing that in the pantry at the house because I had these little glass jars. And I'd always keep M&M's in the glass jar of the pantry. And so I would take a handful here, maybe put some on a paper plate, sit in front of the television, have some empty calories. But I always had them separated. One glass jar had the plain.
Mm-hmm.
One had peanut butter. One had peanut.
Are they labeled?
No,
do you
can,
like write
you can
little?
See them.
Yeah,
you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
If you've ever eaten M&Ms before in your life, you can look at one, know which one that is.
Thicker, fuller.
Sure.
Yeah, you
all
can.
That.
You can tell.
But I decided I'm taking up too much pantry space with all these individual canisters, so I just started mixing them all together. It's a hodgepodge of M&Ms, baby. And I got to tell you,
my
the more
God.
The merrier. We're swinging.
I also like to live dangerously.
We're having an M&M orgy in the house. You take a handful. It's a bunch of stuff in there.
I like that.
Great.
I really do.
I highly recommend it.
All the M&Ms just mixing and jiving together. It's like,
absolutely.
It's like your white clothes with your red clothes and all the different colors and the same load of laundry.
I like it.
I think that's classy how you have the glass jars.
The canisters?
I like that.
I take great pride in my pantry organization.
Are they just like the standard glass mason jars with the little like kind of goldish brass lids?
No, actually I have a nice wooden screw-on lid.
Ooh,
it's very nice. Yes.
Wow.
I have everything in its own little compartment. I take cereal out of the boxes and I put it in its own little airtight compartment.
You can't have the cereal in a glass thing.
No, it's not
that,
glass.
That would be lunacy.
No.
You have the nice tall Tupperware.
This one's made for cereal.
I have the tubs that are made for cereal. I also have medium sized that I like to pour my Cheez-Its into.
I also have Cheez-Its in its own little tub.
How did I not have
own little plastic tub?
How did I not have Cheez-It on the car snack?
You overlooked it.
The extra toasty, because again, not a whole lot of dustiness. Now you can't go crazy with the white cheddar or the Colby. Then there's too much stuff. They're not good fingering snacks, man.
Stop with the fingering
and
the dry.
Do that. Pour them into a little Red Solo cup, maybe.
Puka Nacua was very excited to see Jackson Smith and Jigba get his new contract.
I told
Puka's going to get himself a new contract.
I told you about this Puka
but,
guy. I tried to tell you.
My little Puka. He is accused of biting a woman.
This Puka guy's effed in the head,
times.
Man. I'm telling you.
His lawyer seems to admit that it was one bite. Via TMZ, a woman filed a request for a temporary restraining order against Nacua.
What is two bites? Is two bites an automatic felony?
I don't know. Arising from an incident that allegedly occurred December 31st, 2025, the woman claims that Nacua bit her thumb.
New Year's Eve bite, huh?
And then her shoulder. Her legal filing includes a photo of a circular bite pattern.
Well, that is two bites.
That allegedly belongs to Nacua. In comments to TMZ, attorney Levi McCathern dismissed the conduct as simple horseplay. but seemed to admit that at least one bite occurred. McCathern downplayed it as leaving a temporary mark, as categorized by TMZ.
Now, how do we know for sure that those are Puka Nacua's bite marks without any, you know, photographic or video evidence? Is there is there a John Voight pencil where we already have the bite marks from Puka Nacua? Is he biting a lot of things at the Rams facility that we could possibly, like, maybe the mold of his mouth guard? We could check that out.
Separately claims that Nacua made an anti-Semitic remark earlier in the evening.
He's been known to do that.
Which was described as the first act in what became an escalating course of rude or vulgar, threatening, violent, and harassing conduct. That's not good.
He's a problem.
Well, he's good.
I'm not talking about that kind of problem right now. I'm telling you, you just don't really expect this from a guy. You find out he went to BYU, and you just expect.
Why do we always assume that?
I don't know.
Why do we assume?
We shouldn't.
Oh, they went to BYU. Oh, it's the Duggar family. They never touch a 9-year-old.
I know.
What are you talking about? They're all freakos. Everybody's
a maniac.
Doesn't matter where you're from. You could be in the church. You could be at BYU. You can be helping people. You could be a nun. I don't trust anybody.
I think the folks down there at Liberty College are just whistling Dixie all day.
I don't trust anyone.
This guy.
I don't trust him at Satan U, and I don't trust him at BYU. Where is Satan U? Just down in Athens?
Satan U.
Satan U?
That's all of our heathen friends down at Ohio University. Now, Puka has to be careful. If you're going to give this guy the largest contract ever for a wide receiver, wouldn't you just like to be a little bit more sure that his head is screwed onto his body? Because it's not.
I want to do some good, clean emails coming up next.
Well, we just did one, but let's do more.
But I want to do another one.
You say that like we didn't just spend half the segment talking
about
the snacks.
And then after that, has our pizza been delivered yet? I see some movement back there.
I didn't have breakfast. I didn't have lunch.
Oh, baby.
All I had was a tiny little Route 11 salt and pepper chip. That's all I had.
Last time to vote, too. PizzaMadness.pizza. Go there now. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
An accident has now been cleared away from the left lane on southbound 315 at I-70. Still a 2-minute delay from Kinnear and northbound 71 after 670 accident blocking the right center lane. This report is sponsored by Shores and Islands, Ohio. You are here, soaking up the sunshine, easing into island time, kicking back and jumping in, sipping, sunning, and settling in. Visit shoresandislands.com and plan your summer escape today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Catch all the buzzer beaters, upsets, bracket busters, and more at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's the greatest month of the year.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Bacon. Sausage.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Good, clean Wednesday here on the program. Please
He's
do
a good,
email us.
Boy. Let him bring in your mail.
That's goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You know, we're coming up on the finale of Pizza Madness here in the next segment. We're just waiting for our pizzas to arrive.
T-Bone
so we
and Tyvus
vote.
Are in the green room.
They're here. Oh,
they're
man.
Back there.
I saw Tyvus. I said, recognize that ace anywhere. Woo-wee. Puffy.
It punches you right in the face,
My
doesn't it?
My God, it does.
My God.
So,
Kim K out there.
He's the male version of a Kardashian. That's Tyvus right there. So Clinton chimes in. This was a nice email. He said, my burger lovers.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
We got time for burgers here. And we talked
All
about
burgers
gonna,
are coming, my
we're
friend.
We're going to do some fun things with the burgers in this city.
If you thought our arteries were going to clear yeah. out, you'd be wrong.
We got to get through the summertime somehow, man. What do we just have beach weeks and that's it? And we're waiting for Buckeye football to get back here? No, we got to do something. Clinton says, I contend.
You contend. He contends.
That the Kenyon, is it Kenyon or Kenyon? How do they say it? Isn't that where Kristen went? Kenyon College?
Kenyon.
Kenyon? Yeah.
Kenyon Martin.
I believe Shaka Smart went to Kenyon College as well.
Kenyon
who was the
College.
Hot basketball coach for a minute there at VCU.
That's when I first started dating her. She was finishing up at Kenyon.
Okay.
That's where I crap my pants.
Clinton says he contends you crap your pants.
I like how that you just went right past that.
It's a great story,
it's the
but
one
we don't
time
have time
in my life
now.
Where I pooped my pants and had to run in the woods and throw it in the woods.
That was the only time you ever crapped yourself?
Yeah.
Just I'm sure. One only time.
It won't be the last. I mean, I got my golden crapping pant years ahead of me.
I crapped my pants at work. It's the worst.
Yesterday?
No.
Is that what I smell?
No, you don't smell me. I haven't had that happen in a long time.
I smell you. Trust me.
Thank God.
I smell you before you walked in.
you did not. I took a daytime shower. I shower
All right,
before
go ahead.
Work.
Kenyon College. Go.
Says that the Kenyon Inn has the best burger in Knox County. It's a half-pound burger, lettuce, tomato, red onion, choice of cheese on a toasted brioche bun. It's really the execution that makes the burger. It's well-seasoned, cooked to order. Next time you're in Knox County, shoot me an email. I'm going to let the entire staff know that your meal is on us. It's pretty nice.
Oh, so does he work at the Kenyon Inn?
He's the director of business services at Kenyon College. Our man Clint here.
Beautiful.
And you want me to read the nice part?
My
can
wife.
You, can you handle a compliment right now?
My wife just did a photo spread for the alumni magazine.
What do you mean?
She's going to be featured in the Kenyon alumni magazine.
Oh, like for her writing or just for
no,
what she's
for
doing
her,
in the business
for her
world?
Marketing business.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So that's...
Nude. Tasteful. Tasteful.
Nice cans.
Fully nude.
Is she going to eat the burger?
I've been to the Kenyon Inn many times.
Yeah, so.
It's a good place.
That's awesome.
I haven't had the burger, though.
Do you want the nice part?
Yes,
can
go
Can you
ahead,
handle
nice
a compliment?
Part. Come on.
He
come
said
on.
He's been a daily listener since he moved back to Ohio in 2008 and appreciates everything that we do. He said that they moved back when his wife was diagnosed with cancer and he found driving to be the most difficult time. And your show was always a pleasant distraction that made my commute tolerable. I started streaming the show in the office until it was time to drive home. I usually listen to that portion on the pod. So he listens to
that's
all
very,
facets
that's
right
very
there.
Nice. Very nice of you to say.
And I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but that's awesome that the show could be that for you.
That's awesome that you had cancer.
No, it's not awesome at all.
That's what you said. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just
was
really,
it he had cancer or his wife had cancer?
His wife.
All right.
Yeah,
hopefully
so
everything's
sucks.
All right.
So let's move on. Good Clean Wednesday. This one says, my guys.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
I always hear you guys talking about food. It's one of my favorite topics that you guys get into. Have you ever thought about the chains or restaurants that are not in Columbus that you would desperately want to have
all
here
the time.
In town?
Now, you know.
And what are they?
A while ago, I was stumping for Del Taco. And now we have Del Taco locations in town. And I think it's delicious. I'll go about once a month. Pick me up some Del Taco. There are some people out there, because I think it's fashionable to do so. Whenever somebody says, this is really good. You're like, hey, you know what, though? It's not as good as you think. I love In-N-Out Burger.
Before you talk about In-N-Out Burger,
I wish In-N-Out would come here.
I'm 100% with you on In-N-Out Burger. I've had Del Taco in the past, but remind me what separates them. Like, what is it? Just the freshness of it? Is it just
No. It's very similar to Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. They have a few different menu items, but I like Taco Bell a lot, and so I like Del Taco a lot. The thing that makes Del Taco different is you can get a cheeseburger and fries.
Interesting.
With your burrito. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. I know that they do nacho fries now at Taco Bell, but back in the day, they didn't. You wanted fries, you're out of luck. But Del Taco, fries, burgers, Tex-Mex, they got it all.
There's also a chain called Taco John's.
I've had Taco John's. That's banging? Out west.
Yeah,
because I haven't had it in a long time.
When I lived with the whites in Utah, my neighbors,
every
all right?
Time you say that, man.
So
it tickles me.
There were so many taco chains out there. There were taco chains out the wazoo that I'd never heard of before. And I tried most of them, and Del Taco, Taco John's were two of them that were like in the strip near where the Taco Bell was. And then there were some more that you could tell were more regional locations or regional chains. And there was another chain. Have you ever heard of Arctic Circle?
No.
That was a chain that we had in Utah as well.
What's the theme there?
Like just good burgers? Fried fish, fried chicken,
okay.
Burgers.
All right.
Yeah. Really good stuff.
What about a Pollo Tropical? You ever have a Pollo Tropical?
A Pollo Tropical. Is that a Texas chain? Where
no,
they
have them in Southeast? Florida. I don't know where they originate, but I've had it in Florida. It's like
sounds like it would be fresh. Pollo Tropical.
Latin-inspired chicken place. It's very good.
Pollo Tropical.
Yeah,
no, that looks good. But no, my obvious one's In-N-Out Burger. I would love the cookout. Mentioned that several times.
I've never had it.
Closest cookout is now down in Huntington, West Virginia, and I think we're getting closer. I know we're going to break through. We're going to get a cookout here soon. Smithfield's is one for me because cookout will do a Carolina barbecue sandwich, but that's what Smithfield's bag is. Chicken and Carolina barbecue. Like that's the two things that they do. Give me a Primo Hoagies. You ever had a Primo in the Philadelphia
Never had
area?
It.
Oh, man.
Good.
Oh, for you being an Italian-American, you would absolutely love what they're slinging. I'd get them on the Jersey Shore. They have several locations when we go visit Wildwood because it's a big Philly crowd there. Fantastic stuff.
Of course, being the
fantastic
good Chicagoan that I am at heart, I'd be remiss if I didn't say Portillo's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How do we not have a
beef
Portillo's
sandwich? I want to know why? Because they made bad choices. Because they opened up too many places in Dallas. And they're like, this isn't working. Let's stop all expansion. No, you opened up too many places in Dallas. Do the Midwest first.
Columbus makes more sense for
you. Pepper the Midwest first, and then we'll make our way to Dallas.
If it works in Fort Wayne, how is it not going to work here in Columbus? Come on.
All right, it's pizza time. You ready?
Oh, I've been ready.
Pizza time. Don't go away. You got 5 more minutes if you want to jump on the website and vote. PizzaMadness.pizza. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound 71 after 670. Right lane's blocked off from an accident. About a 5-minute delay back from East Broad. Northbound on Georgesville Road. Also an accident blocking the right lane at West Broad. Emergency crews are there on the scene. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. With 10 extravagant items for $3 or less, Taco Bell's new Lux Value menu is starting to feel utterly fancy, especially with its new chocolate fudge and caramel empanadas. Enjoy, just don't let the Lux go to your head. Price and participation varies for a limited time, tax extra. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The NFL expected to award the city of Las Vegas the Super Bowl following the 2028 season. That still needs approval from league owners at their meetings next week. Also, the NFL will have the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks open their season on Wednesday of week one against a yet-to-be-named opponent instead of the usual Thursday opener. This because of the LA Rams and San Francisco 49ers playing in Australia on that Thursday night. 17 former Ohio State players taking part in the annual Pro Day at the Woody Hayes Complex today with numerous NFL officials in attendance. The Major League Baseball season has a one-off game tonight. New York Yankees in San Francisco to meet the Giants. Both of Ohio's teams start tomorrow. The Reds at home with Boston. The Guardians will be in Seattle. Two more NIT quarterfinal games tonight. Dayton at home with Illinois State. Nevada is at Auburn. This update brought to you by Uber Eats, who has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news on the Fan.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Oh, this is a girthy studio right now.
Oh, my God.
This is worlds colliding. T-Bone and Tyvus are here as Hello. We celebrate the finals of Pizza Madness.
How you doing, Mike?
I don't like that greeting.
It's literally every day at the start of your show. I want to sound like Tress. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, you can't replicate Tress.
Nah, I can't be like Tress.
It's good to see you, buddy.
You as well.
You're supposed to say doing good, Mike. That's what you say.
Is that what he
says? Yeah, that's the bit. Like, whatever the question is, you just say doing good, Mike. That's what Teddy always says, too. How you doing, Bone?
Doing good, Tim.
Doing good, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
See?
It's good to see both of you guys.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys, too. It's good to see Teddy. Ted came back there. All geared up for tomorrow. The Joey Votto clock. He's going to go worship at the clock. Oh, I'm excited for that.
Pretty clock. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a beautiful clock.
You know, I don't know what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do?
You're trying to make me look like him.
No, you're making yourself look like him.
No. Right.
What do you mean?
Can I tell you something?
I put on weight because of you.
You were on the way. It's not like, oh my God, you were the thinnest you've ever been. First of all, I told you, when you start working mornings, your entire clock is gone.
Yeah, it is.
All right, you're like a walking zombie. You just eat, ooh, calories, ma. And that's what you do. It's like brains for zombies.
Yep.
You just walk through life in a haze, perpetually tired and hungry all the time. But you were already on your way. I just gave you a little nudge, gave you a little push.
I think that we should, as a group, after we do this, we should do like some sort of sit-ups or some push-ups or something.
No.
Just like five.
Well, you mentioned possibly doing some burpees. And I know that there's going to be some burping that goes on.
What's
or
burpees?
Some belching. That's like the, you know, you jump and then you go down to a push-up.
I don't know anything about it.
You do a push-up and then you come back up and go straight up and then you go back down to a push-up and then you go back up.
Is that like...
He does them in the studio.
Is that like pegging?
Yes. It's exactly like that.
Planking.
It's exactly like that. Yes. No, it's like the first one you said, actually.
Pegging? Yeah.
You nailed it. That's great. Yeah.
I didn't have you pegged for being a guy that would do that.
Nothing's off the table. Yeah. Timmy. Nothing's off the table.
That's right. We do burpees. He does burpees every morning and then I complete them by doing farties at the end. So that's how we get through our show. He does the burpees, I do the farties.
Pizza journey now, Ty, this is the first year you've done something like this. And you were always the type of guy that said, all pizza tastes the same.
That's similar.
Okay, all pizza tastes similar. But after going through this competition, do you still agree with that?
To a certain extent.
Oh, stop it.
No, that's...
I've heard you say otherwise Tyvus, already.
Tyvus.
Liar.
To Tyvus, a certain extent.
That's... I'm going to use your term. That's cap.
Listen.
That's cap.
Listen.
Because, no, he comes on every day and is like, I went to this place.
I heard him in the morning.
Sauce. It's a sweet sauce and the crust is done like this.
Yes. Oh, he knows more than you.
Yes, he's the
pizza. He's the pizza
he's
expert.
The foodie he's the connoisseur
on the
now.
Show.
Listen, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I've only had a handful of new places, and I will tell you that after experimenting with different pizzas, it's hard to go back to like chain ones.
Yes.
Yeah, there
yes.
you go.
Because that's exactly right.
And it's yes. not and it's not that those chains don't have their place. Like, people would ask us, why the hell did you put Donato's into the bracket? Because it's Donato's. Because they have a special place in Central
Ohio. It's Columbus heritage. Sure.
But this town has been growing and growing and growing as a pizza town. And it's not all just Central Ohio tavern style. There's a lot of other pizza spots that are doing their own flair, whether they're doing their spin on Chicago style or New York style, whatever. And it's all great. It's all fantastic.
Did y'all include any deep dishes?
Yeah, Meister's has a
yellow, dish. Yellow Brick was,
yellow
was
brick
in the bracket.
Does a deep yeah. dish.
Meister's is fantastic, too. Like, is that the is one so good.
That Fish is mad about?
No, that's Minnelli's.
Oh, okay.
Different. Yes.
Yeah, you guys knocked out Minnelli's. He's not happy with you.
Yeah, I know.
First of all, the fans knocked out Minnelli's.
Well, that's right.
But you know what? The fans have a vote, but ultimately it's your taste buds that it move is. Places on and off.
I hadn't had Minnelli's.
Did you come in here with germs?
Yes.
What the hell's the matter
I'm
with you?
I'm at the end of it, though.
I just see you coughing and hacking over there. I'm about to have some pizza in here.
He's been doing this for a week and a half.
It's going to be covered with your phlegm.
It has not been a week and a half. He has two young children.
He's essentially always living in sickness.
You know what the sad thing is?
You were like that back when I worked with you all the time.
I'm the only one that's sick.
Yeah, I know. Everybody else is healthy in your house.
When's the baby?
That makes no sense.
Everyone else is
June 2nd.
June 2nd.
You'll be sick for the rest of your life now with three young ones.
I mean,
Tyvus
did tell us, we started off the show I think on Monday, where we spent a whole segment talking about everybody wetting themselves at his house. So that's where we've been.
Yeah, yeah.
But it started with Tyvus.
Yes, it did. It did. Well, that and was good was then our YouTube chat, who we love. The YouTube chat instantly hopped in with like times where adults had done that to themselves, where they had been like standing and
they
drunk,
have some adult,
drunk stories
yeah,
where people
had
adult
beverages.
Yeah, so we had people telling us how they'd like gone in the closet. They just walked in and just went like it was a bathroom because they were blackout drunk.
While when Sarah and I were dating at KU.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
When Sarah and I were dating at KU, we had this miserable night, and she remembers it, even though she can hardly remember it well. She still does, and I'll always bring it up as just
maybe
a joke.
Maybe don't roofie her next time, Cosby. She'll remember it.
It was just one of those awkward nights where we were going out to see, we were seeing some jam band called Umphrey's
of
McGee.
If anybody's heard of them, a jam band where no one had shoes on. Everyone had armpit hair.
Sandals.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, my roommate was a fan of them. We were going out with like a group of eight, roommate, and we're at this theater on Mass Street in Lawrence, Kansas. And Sarah had already pounded with her buddies like an entire bottle of champagne. Mm. This girl cannot even today.
Classy.
She can't even have two sips of a high noon without being blackout drunk. Like, that's what her limitations are. And she was so drunk, and she was just sort of walking up to any guy that was there like, oh, how are you doing? Meanwhile, we're already dating, so I'm like side-eyeing her the whole time. And there was this expectation that I left the concert that I was excited to go to, paid for her ticket too, and I was somehow supposed to leave and take her home and care for her, which I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And so her friends took her back. Later that night when we met up, she pissed the entire bed, and I woke up in Sarah's pool of urine, and we were together ever since.
But then you
that
rolled her
me.
Over, and then right there in the pig.
I said, sold.
You got it done.
Some people pay a lot of money for that type of experience, buddy. You got that for free. Look at you.
That's right.
Look at you.
All right, let's try and transition from urine to pizza. Now, shall we?
That's great.
I thought maybe next year what we could do is, and this is assuming we're all alive
salad.
Next year, stop with your salads. You can toss your salad out in the trash. Listen, looky here.
That's right.
Not only do we have a competition with 64 and we declare a winner, but I thought maybe we could have some subcategories like thinnest.
Ooh,
pizza.
I like
crispiest
that.
Best
crust.
Topping.
I like
you know,
that. Yeah.
Whatever, just to make everybody feel like winners. I want to give trophies to everybody, Ty. I'm that type
you're
of guy.
A participation ribbons. Trophy guy.
That's right. It's a celebration of pizza.
Oh, we have, you know, like the Oscars do best picture, but then they have like best
supporting
actress.
That's exactly
all that
right.
Stuff. So we could do that.
You got some hate emails?
First of all, I've gotten hate emails for 22 years. If I don't get hate emails, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, I sent most of them the last like 12 or 13. I was just like, this guy sucks.
Are you doing some Kevin Durant profiles now?
Yes, I am. Yes, yes. Manboob614 has logged into the chat.
You're the 17 people that hate us on the YouTube chat. Good to know.
It's all my accounts. I have 8 phones up, just like I'm selling overseas. I've got a Shopify account. I'm doing all the ads. Right,
we're about to do some tasting out there, boys. We got both pizzas waiting for us. Pizza House, Adriatico's.
What's the topping?
Sausage and pep.
Okay. Oh, this right, is so going to be tough with Pizza House. Right. As you know what I know. Pizza House does.
I'm aware. And by the way, Pizza House has made me a convert. I've always said that I didn't like the sliced sausage
on
the pizza.
And?
Yeah.
And they do it as good as I've ever had it.
I'm telling you. That's what I went T-Bone and had it
did
myself.
A whole video on Instagram.
I did. I had to.
Can you give me another pizza place that does the sliced sausage like that? Right now,
usually it's an East Coast
type of thing. The pepperoni like shape.
Brooklyn Pizza did do it. I don't know if they still do.
Okay. They still do.
Yeah.
Okay,
but I think this one's a better sausage. So that's just my personal preference.
We're gonna go eat, and then we'll be back, and we'll eat and declare a winner. And Tyvus will have some salad and we'll toss it all around. That's next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
An accident has now been cleared from the right lane on northbound 71. That's after 670. Still up to a 10-minute delay back from East Broad. And on Cleveland Avenue, still an active crash at East 24th. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Steer Eric Reeser and T-Bone stage the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, a few rain showers are possible on Thursday morning across central Ohio, then drier during the midday into the afternoon, and then a strong cold front races into central Ohio between 8 p.m. and midnight with heavy rain potential, even strong to severe thunderstorms that could contain heavy rain, damaging winds, and some hail. Then the temperatures will drop like a rock after midnight into Friday, but highs on Thursday in the 70s, on Friday morning rain showers and highs in the 30s and the 40s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Here we are. Championship matchup of Pizza Madness. T-Bone and Tyvus are here. Jen Winters is here. Man, we just jam-packed with people.
Oh, yeah.
Man, did I just get a crispity, crunchity piece of crust from the Pizza House sausage pep that I just finished. Baby.
Oh, We've been tasting. Mm. We continue to taste. Mm. And I'm ready to start discussing. But first, let's make the sponsor happy, shall we?
64 pizza places, one winner. Who will reign supreme? It's Pizza Madness, baby.
Presented by Billiards Plus, the largest selection of pool tables, game furniture, and shuffleboard in Central Ohio. And grills, too.
Adriatico's and Pizza House. We've all tried a bunch of pizza. We've eaten a bunch of good stuff. Some crap. We won't discuss that. These pizzas, not crap. They're completely different styles. Yeah, you've got the Pizza House, which is a traditional tavern style. Not the thinnest in the world. Still
it's
has a little bit of
cracker.
A bite. No, it's not cracker, no. But it's crispy.
Yeah, it is still crispy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you like what I would say is like the brand name that everyone knows, the Donato's like thin crust, it's in that vein. It's still, I think, a thinner, crispier crust than Donato's, but that's more like the crust you're getting at Pizza House.
I agree.
Not like Tommy's, where you have
Tommy's
is cracker.
Right. Yes, that's, and it's airy, kind of airy pockets in the crust.
Yes, that's an even different crust.
But still George's crispy Pizza underbelly. In Shawnee Hills has this similar crust, and Enrico's in Dublin has a crust.
A little thicker, a little
like
bit thicker.
This. It's crispy, but it has a little bit of chew to it.
Now, now with the Adriatico's, we deliberated because we know that they have thin pizza that everybody loves. Some people, that's their preference there. But whenever I would go to Adriatico's, it's because I would have a hankering to have the thicker, they call it the Sicilian style. We debated whether it's true Sicilian, but it's the grandma style pizza.
I believe that is a superior product.
Yeah, and so that's what we ordered. And it had a edge slice. Very, very good. Really tasty. Yeah. And Tyvus, you spoke to the sauce on that Adriatico's pizza.
That sauce was talking. It was really good. It really, you know, out of all the places that I've tried lately, this particular sauce, you go to Flyers, it's more of a sweeter sauce.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't have a sweetness to it.
It's like a little
peppery kick to it.
That's why I like it.
I think that's why I like it too.
I'm generally not a fan of the sweeter
sauces.
This is
sad that I'm talking like this.
No, it's not. Amazing.
Congratulations. You care about your food.
So glad we got this point out of you, Tyson.
No.
This is where you're at now.
I want to promise the fans that I will do burpees.
Okay, good.
Before I leave.
You're going to do barfies after you eat all this pizza. Screw the
burpees. Barfies, pegging. We're going to do it all. Jen Winters is over there. Jen?
Hola.
Give me your thoughts on the pizza choices.
I mean, this is the first time I've had Pizza House. It's delicious. It's your traditional Columbus tavern style.
What do you
style.
Think of the sausage?
I love it because I like it when it's non-traditional sliced like this. Like, I mean, because that's Rubino's does it the lengthwise slice, like gyro meat, and then they slice it like pepperoni, and I think that's badass instead of crumbling it up. So I like that. Adriatico's always a staple. Like, we have Adriatico's at least 4 or 5 times a year. I mean, because it's the Sicilian is where it's at. If you want a thicker crust with a good sauce.
People feel very deeply about both of these pizzas. We have Max out there, Heather, who works here in the office, and she says, there's nothing you can give me that's going to be better than Adriatico's.
She was very quick to say that.
Had her mind made up before she ate it.
I think she did.
And I tell you, it's hard for me to put aside my love for the sliced sausage because
you don't
I'm
have
trying
to put
to be,
it aside.
I know I'm trying, but I'm trying to be fair to everybody involved. And I do like the Columbus style pizza. That type of crust that we're getting into with the Pizza House is more what I would align with a Columbus style.
Living here forever, that just sort of becomes a part of you.
However,
right?
You can't argue that Adriatico's hasn't contributed to the Columbus style of pizza, given they've been in a campus institution.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are people who probably never had any pizza other than Adriatico's when they were on campus at Ohio State, went off somewhere else and said, oh, yeah, I know what Ohio pizza is like.
Right.
Columbus,
they think that this is it because that's where they were told to go when they got to Ohio State.
Who's to argue with them because that's what they had? So I'm pointing out that, like, even though Adriatico's is not my preferred style, it has obviously stood the test of time, and it's very good.
Go ahead, Tyvus.
Pizza House, I was a little discouraged because I told you Dylan was not a fan, and it kind of scared me a little bit. But as I ate it,
you realize Dylan
is out of his mind. I don't know what he's talking about. Dylan is talking about. That pizza is really good. I don't know why Dylan said that.
I have a statement to make that I've learned through pizza madness and having so much more pizza than I usually have. Probably had as much pizza in the last 60 days than I would have in a year, if I'm being honest. Like, that's how many.
Oh, yeah.
It's been three times a week instead of the typical one, sometimes four times a week. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm only able to eat a couple of slices of that place because, but I don't understand the people that would only take the edge slices and never go for the filet, as we call it, in the middle. There's room on the plate for both.
Of course there is.
They're tender morsels of pizza.
Yeah,
and I started with the edge pieces because you want to see what the edge and the crispiness of the crust, but then you also got to go inside. You got to go into the interior. You got to bang in the post, T-Bone.
Of course you do.
You have to be a post player.
I had to take another bite of T-Bone's the Adriatico. No, I had to try to.
Don't bother him.
I got the
filet of Adriaticos here that I'm going for.
Mm. Yeah. So that crust is really good with Adriano.
Are we ready to start? Actually, you know what, Jen, can you give us, because the voting is now closed
voting
on
is
the
closed.
Website.
You know, we haven't asked Teddy what he thinks.
Yeah, Ted.
Well, Ted doesn't matter, but
hey,
go ahead.
Shut up. Let him talk.
It's the first time I've had Pizza House, and it was fantastic. It was, like you mentioned, Tyvus, how Dylan was just running it down. Mm-hmm. I'd never had it before, but it was fantastic. So Dylan's giving it a bad name.
I hope you guys know, Dylan is, if he's listening right now, he is driving off the road. He's so mad. Because he's like, I didn't hate it. I just thought it wasn't as good as you guys thought.
He said it wasn't a Final Four.
He didn't
said
think
it was
yes,
good,
he
but he didn't think it was should have been.
Isn't it annoying when you take one little thing that you say and extrapolate it out to everything you ever say?
Yeah,
that's annoying. Huh? That's,
welcome to radio.
No, so as far as the votes go, there was a clear winner.
Oh, there was?
A very clear winner.
Because both of these places did very well throughout the different rounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you want to know percentage?
I do indeed.
So we had one at 19% and we had one at 81%.
Oh, my God. If I had to guess, I would guess the 81% is the one that's the Ohio State campus staple.
And you would be wrong.
Really?
Incredible.
Wow. Pizza House ran away and away.
Wow.
Remember that Big Ten championship game where they played Wisconsin? and then he just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. That's what Pizza House did.
Yeah, do you remember that game, Tyvus?
No.
No. Mm-mm. You remember the guy who threw all those touchdowns?
Nope. Never heard of who he is. Never heard of him in my life.
Do you like driving his car?
Nope.
Okay, good.
I got my own.
So that's who won the vote on the pizza.
I'm surprised
pizza
it was
website.
That much of a blowout.
It was
there.
81-19?
Yes.
Wow. Percentage-wise. Woo! I mean, thousands of votes cast.
All right, but that being said,
I respect it. I'm not going to lie to you. I respect it.
That being said, things can happen when the masses get in and start to vote for their favorite pizza place. We understand that, so we got to decide.
Let's start the vote. Tyvus?
What do you think, Tyvus?
Tyvus,
if I had to pick.
And you do have to pick. That's why you're here. And please pick with your mouth full.
Yes, it adds to the authenticity of the pick.
Why would you go to me? No, and I just took a bite of the pizza.
Do you want slow pizza, baby?
I'm picking Adriaticos.
All right. Tyvus, wow, Adriaticos.
Bias.
Timmy?
Some bias.
This.
Will you stop?
Look at this guy.
I feel like
probably,
Simon Cowell.
Probably got
Let's
an
vote.
NIL deal going on.
For me, it's going to be Pizza House.
Bone? Right.
I mean, I have been on record that Pizza House surprised me this year. I went back. I hadn't had it in a long time. I gave Adriaticos every opportunity in my mouth. To mm-hmm. make a difference,
mm-hmm.
and I really wanted to be as fair as I can, but I have to go Pizza House.
Teddy?
For me, I loved them both. I'm glad I had the opportunity to try Pizza House, and I'm going to get me some more in the future.
Oh, this is but like if that. He's dropping them.
If I had to make a pick, I'm going to go Adriaticos.
All right,
and,
so we have.
I prefer them.
We
just
have
a
two
bit.
Adriaticos. We have two Pizza Houses. Jen, what say you?
I'm feeling Columbus, and I'm feeling Tavern Style. Right now, could change some other day, but right now I'm feeling Pizza House.
All right.
It's that sliced sausage.
That's 3-2. Dare we have it here? The king of pizza with the final vote.
Is either going to be the nail in the coffin?
Do we bring in fish if it's a tie?
Yeah, who's our tiebreaker?
Well, I think the people.
Okay, well that would make the most
fish.
Sense.
Yeah,
but do we even
we
need
we
it?
Don't even, we don't
or,
know if we need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're
on
the edge. We're on the edge of our seats here.
If
we're
there is a tie, we bring in the twins from Minelli's, and then we bring in fish,
and then we'll have to drag evil bald Colin out of here.
Yes, it's so funny. I went in there a couple weeks back and picked up some pizza for the show.
Yes,
it was Big Ten tournament time, so I brought in some pizzas from Anelli's. And the very nice woman there, oh, how are we doing in the thing? And I didn't have the heart to say, those morning bastards eliminated you. I just said, oh, no, good. You're doing really good.
Yeah. Final four, I think. I don't know.
I'll
really
tell you what, you're doing great.
I had to check the bracket.
All right. They are good.
A final determination. Coming up in two minutes.
Oh, look at this.
Look at this.
How about that? Woo.
You guys can't leave yet.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound on the east outer belt, there is an accident on the right berm at 670. Also, still got that crash on Cleveland Avenue. It's over at East 24th. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. So we're here. Finals of Pizza Madness, Pizza House and Adriatico's. Tyvis Powell voted for
Adriatico's.
Timmy?
Pizza House.
Bone?
Pizza House.
Jen?
Pizza House.
Teddy?
Adriatico's.
Oh boy, 3-2. Mm-hmm. 3-2, and that leaves us with the C-Man. What's it going to be? Are we going to have a tie, or
listen?
Have we settled it? Do we need to bring the fan vote in?
Both of these places. I was staunchly anti-sliced sausage previously, mm-hmm, because I really hadn't had it done properly. At Pizza House, they do it well. Sliced sausage, thin, gets that nice crispy texture to it.
It curls up just like a pepperoni.
Curls up. It keeps the grease, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, the way they do their crust, it is crispy and crunchy, not crackery, but extremely well done.
And Adriatico's. It holds everything. Hold to it. That's a key, too, where it doesn't feel like the sausage and the pep is overpowering the slice or the undercarriage. It's got good hold to it.
Yep. Adriatico's. I didn't go to Ohio State, but still has special memories for me. I used to go there with our dear friend Emily.
Before she passed away.
That was her favorite place to go, so we would go there. And I contend that Sicilian crust is the best option that they have there. And their pepperoni's a little bit different. It's more of the sandwich size pepperoni, not the cup and char pepperoni.
Like your nipples.
Exactly right. Huge
dinner plate.
Just huge dinner plate man nipples.
One of my biggest things I missed about mornings. I don't see those every afternoon now.
No,
that's tough for me.
Do you have to shave
pop
those?
In the nips?
Yeah.
Just wait and see, buddy.
Tim, he doesn't make you shave him anymore? I used to have to do that. That's all.
But like you, Ty,
I have to wipe him. I don't have to shave
him. Different. Yeah,
I think the sauce is the star.
I'm a big sauce person.
At Adriatico's.
I'm a big sauce guy.
I do. And if I'm going sauce for sauce, they probably get my vote. But I'm not just voting on sauce here. I'm voting on the entire thing. Which one could I eat all day, every day, and never get sick of? And I believe the answer is
Pizza House.
Pizza House.
Right. Wow.
Sing it, loser.
Yeah.
Pizza
House. Pizza House.
Congratulations. 64 pizza places. It comes down to one winner, and it's Pizza House.
Now, if you've never been inside Pizza House, you should go.
Yes, it's a time capsule.
It is a time capsule back in there.
It's a pizza diner.
Yeah,
is what that place is. It's really cool.
And they have on the wall a magazine article from like 1988 that says there's a spot that's got the best pizza in Columbus, and it's Columbus Monthly or some magazine, and it says Pizza House, best pizza in Columbus.
Rip that off the wall.
Yeah, you got to put a new thing up.
They should have 8x10s of us on that wall.
We should have to put a speaker up there that just replays this winning bit for them.
I think what you do is you put it up there and you say, officially, like, the best pizza in Columbus as chosen by Common Man and Timmy, T-Bone, not endorsed by Tyvis Powell, who hates it. They hate it. It's the worst pizza ever, they said.
I agree with Common Man. If you're talking about a box of pizza where you could just slam the whole box, Pizza House probably, because of the cut, like the Adriaticos is... It's a thicker cut to me.
It is.
And that's, you get full off of like three slices.
That's true.
Excuse me.
We chose that style, though.
We'll get you full off of three slices.
Yeah, this is a guy that couldn't even tackle, what, three of the Arby's 5 for 5s? Come on.
I'm so glad that they're not doing that no more.
Why?
Y'all don't have to eat.
You want to deny us joy?
First of all, that's not joy.
Tyvis, it was the greatest deal in the history of fast food. Where you had the greatest deal ever, the mix and match. You go three regular roast beefs, you'd get a box of mod sticks and a curly fry.
I'm going to tell you.
And then I'd pay extra for the soda.
I'm going to tell you where it broke my heart. When Ted said he did it, I said, this got to stop. This has got to stop.
Why? Ted loves it.
Ted said he is the only one that admitted it's hard to eat all five of those things in one sitting.
But he did it.
He's out of his. The guy's out of his mind.
You know why Ted did it? Because that was the serving size. 5 for 5. There's 5 in a bag.
That's
the serving size.
Right.
So that's why he ate it.
T-Bone, you didn't struggle to eat all 5 of them?
No, I got a turnover and a drink and some curly fries. That was good. Ooh,
this
was
good.
Add on to the 5. 8 for 8.
Now, Tyvis, I'm built different. You probably think this is all over and need a little bit of a break after all this pizza, right? And.
Of course. We need to do some burpees.
Oh, that's why I turned the microphone off.
I'm doing farties right now.
I'm just saying, happening. Now that this is all done, I think we move on to burgers.
Burger time.
Let's do it.
What is rolling?
I can't wait. We're going to get those arteries like gravy.
Yeah, I'm going to sit this one out. Let me know when we get the chicken wings.
Oh, jeez.
Or lemonade.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We can do wing magnets.
Look at you.
What are like the first ones that come to mind? Like if we're going to tip this over to burger time.
We're just going right there, aren't we?
Are we? Of course we are.
Gee, I can't wait.
We're going right there.
I can't wait.
Are we going local or can we throw in some national places too?
I think this is mostly going to be local.
We could do that. We had chains in the pizza madness,
right? I'm saying if I could throw a Culver's out there. Giving you a nice crispy burger.
I'm never going to turn down
$8,000 now to go to Culver's.
If we're talking fast food, Culver's is one of the tops. It's one of the top burgers you're going to get in the game.
I stamp that statement.
Let me ask you a question. Is it acceptable, and I know what Tyvis is going to say, for a man of any age or size, doesn't matter.
He's a man.
To go to Culver's and get a single.
No.
Just a single butter burger.
You can't do that.
Okay, good.
No.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, no, you get a double butter burger every time.
I actually had never looked at the menu.
I didn't even know you could do that.
That's what I was going to say.
I thought it comes as a double.
Recently.
My wife gets the single.
Yeah. I looked at the app once and said, single? They do that? I didn't even know.
It's like how you can get a little at Five Guys.
That's like a quarter pounder. Who gets a single quarter pounder?
But then again, I'm sitting next to a guy who gets a small bowl at Bibi Bop.
It's because I put so much stuff in it.
Everyone puts stuff in it, but you get the large bowl and fill that up.
Oh, everybody puts stuff in it?
Yes, they should.
What do you put in your Bibi Bop, though? You probably have like 3 ingredients that you throw in there.
I get
do a lot.
I get the Korean beef. I get the rice.
Which rice?
White or purple?
Or the lemon rice?
I go back and forth on purple and white.
Okay, so I'll do a rice. What else?
And then I'll do the gochujang sauce. Ooh. I put that on there.
That sauce doesn't count.
I put the broccoli in there, carrots. What other?
Potatoes, sprouts.
Not the sprouts. I put the sprouts in there.
Five things? Okay.
That's good.
I'm probably like 10 things that I throw in there.
That's insane. It's purple rice, kale, potatoes, broccoli, egg, cheese, yum yum sauce, teriyaki sauce.
But the kimchi.
Spicy chicken.
I do put the kale in there.
Love the little kimchi.
Kale!
That's very.
You said that, Teddy?
The kale song.
I forgot about it.
Vegetables, but you're sick of lettuce and carrots? Why don't you eat some kale? You can boil it, you can steam it, you can shove it in your face. Kale! Kale is a hardcore vegetable that's got beta-carotene, calcium, and balls. Kale! It'll put hair on your chest and women in your bed. Kale! The next time you go to your local produce department, tell them you don't want broccoli. You want some kale!
This message paid for by the Kale Farmers of Virginia and West Virginia.
Kale!
You know, we played yesterday, singing Tebow and the Jets.
Oh, God.
That was pretty good writing,
oh,
Bone.
I didn't know you actually sung it. I didn't want to.
I used to be held at gunpoint
by him and Torg that would make me sing it. And I said, I don't know how to sing.
They would say, get in there and do it.
And I'd say, all right, fine.
Low octave for that version.
I don't have
Tebow and the Jets.
I know. I don't know how to sing. Mm-hmm. I can't sing.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Is it better? Is that one better? Mm. Or is the virtual Linsanity
better?
When Jeremy Lin was taking the world by storm.
This one is so awful.
T-Bone made this song.
Oh.
Hold on.
Jamiroquai. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, that's right.
A little bit of an intro here.
We wanted to be accurate to the song.
There's your high octave.
Who can tell what magic spells he'll be doing for us? And he's giving all his love to this world, only to be told, Jeremy, you can't play with Carmelo Anthony. And nothing's going to change the way he plays, because Melo always takes but never gives. And now that things are changing for the worse, see, Melo just can't see the Thunder with
Jay Brown.
All he needs to get wins. New York is made of virtual insanity. Now all plays seem to be going through this autograd.
Are you harmonizing with yourself?
Yeah, I had to.
That's good.
I can produce things. Yes, I can't sing. That's the problem.
Thank you for AI.
Yes, that's exactly right. We will drain a lake to make that never happen
guys,
again.
Thank you for coming in here.
No problem.
Thanks for having us, fellas.
T-Bone and Tyvus, you can catch them tomorrow morning at 6. We'll be back and eating more pizza. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident northbound on the east outer belt. It's off on the right berm at 670. New accident in. It is blocking off the left berm on the southbound 71 off-ramp to the westbound downtown split. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Eddie Zellick, 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
How many slices of pizza, G?
I think I was up at like 9 slices.
All right, caller number 9 right now. 614-821-9710 gets a pair of tickets to see the Jackets take on the Hurricanes March 31st at Nationwide Arena and learn how you could join the Jackets on a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Montreal. Details at 971thefan.com. Just to be clear, you win the tickets, not the trip. You can just get more details on the trip at 971thefan.com.
Oh, yeah, which sounds like a really cool trip. And you and I love Canada. And
we do?
Yeah. You don't?
It's fine.
What is this news to me? I thought
you said that like, oh, you and I were going to Prince Edward Island together.
Yes, yes, that is what I'm saying. What? Come on.
I love Canada.
We talked about Scotland, and then as we've talked here later on, we've gone over all the different provinces that Canada has, and mainly the ones in the Northeast, like Nova Scotia. Get to go up there for Jody Shelley Day. They're in a
looks very nice. I would say that I'm in like with Canada.
Labrador and Newfoundland.
I don't know if I love it.
And Prince Edward Island. Oh, it's all just gorgeous. The climate up there too. Like that's your alley, man.
I got something against Prince Edward Island though, because for a long time, everybody who worked for the Blue Jackets was from PEI. And so all I heard all the time is, it's the greatest. You got to go. There's no place like it. If you think I'm being Doug McClain, I am.
Maybe it is pretty great,
but
though.
It's just, I'm just so sick and tired of hearing it.
So you're not going to go.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
The Jackets had people that were from there. That's a dumb
and
reason.
And I just had to hear about it all the time.
It could be really great. They're proud of their town. What's wrong with that?
Remember that, Teddy? Everybody with the Jackets was from PEI.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody. George Matthews.
Oh, you got to go to PEI.
Because McClain hired everybody. And that's where he's from.
I'm trying to see where Jody's from again. The name of the
Moose
town
Jaw.
Escapes me. Is it really? I was going to make that up and say Moose Jaw or Moose something. The other Moose thing.
I don't know.
So he
Yellow
has,
Knife.
He has his own.
He's not from Yellow
Knife. He has his own day. How cool is that?
Why wouldn't he have a day?
Big time professional hockey player.
I'm glad that he does. It's a Yarmouth, actually. He hosts a golf classic in his hometown. Yarmouth or Yarmouth? M-O-U-T-H. Yarmouth is what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say Yarmouth.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So we got some good, clean emails that are pouring in. Man, this hour just sort of went nuts, right? With all the pizza.
Did you
have enough?
Normal on the rails type of show that we normally do.
Well, yesterday was just such a buttoned up show with all of our good clean content.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Please do
baseball tonight.
Yes, there is. Please do email goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Before I get to the email, Tyler Danberg, our Buckeye women's basketball broadcaster, getting ready for Buckeye baseball season. He's a huge baseball guy. His experience that led to him getting the job here was minor league baseball, and he grew up a big Guards fan.
His father works
for the Guardians. His father was a Mutter. His mother was a Mutter too. He was asking me what I thought about the game being on Netflix, just in general. And I said, I'm trying not to get too hot and bothered with where games are being placed right now, as long as they're going to places where most normal Americans with their habits right now, because we work in trends, right? People have picked up subscriptions to streaming services.
That is relatively a normal thing. People are budgeting for that. I said the way that we do it in our family, we have three or four that we will subscribe to at a time. We might snip one, pick up another one if there's a certain show or some movies that are in one service. Maybe Paramount Plus is getting a bunch of stuff. So we'll cancel HBO Max quickly, sign up for that, and then it will like go up and down and ebb and flow. As long as it's on one of those where you can put it into your budget, I'm not going to get too bothered by it because this is the way it's going to go in the future.
I understand. You know, we can just get pissed off about everything and raise our fists. The reality is it's not going to change. We adapt. My bigger problem is the production of some of these things. And I think Netflix has done a good job when they've had the football games.
Yeah, right? I didn't have any issues with
that. Was a
production
decent
quality
production. You know, but a entity that's been doing it forever, ESPN. I had to watch them on Hulu last night because the Jackets were on Hulu. I think ESPN sucks. I think their hockey product sucks.
You didn't like that, huh?
And that is a traditional sports broadcaster. So as long as the broadcast is good, I don't really care where it is anymore. We're not going to win that battle.
I actually didn't mind having Steve Levy call a game for one night.
It has nothing to do with Steve Levy.
For the game.
I thought the atmosphere sucked. Their mix with the crowd noise sucked.
That's weird. I didn't notice that. And I'm usually very bothered when the audio mix is not right. Because I do know what you're talking about. There have been a lot of football games. I feel like the biggest product in college football. We don't have to deal with it a lot now because the Big Ten switched contracts, but how many times have you watched the game of the week on ABC? And
looks like it was filmed on a handy cam?
No, you just, some might say, oh, well, good, right? I know with Herbie things, but you can hardly hear the main broadcasters. Well, they're drowned out by the crowd noise. You have the ability to adjust that, so both things still have some pop and sound good. So this was brought up yesterday, too. I heard Mike talking about a road trip. Timmy, I wanted to get your take on it. Your favorite road trip of all time. And Mike, if you had another one that is in your memory bank. So road trips are pretty regular for me. I almost feel like I'm a true Midwesterner now because whenever we go back to the beach, it's always driving. If it's Carolina or if it's Wildwood, New Jersey, we're never flying. It almost makes it, you'll almost spend as much time when the day is done getting to the airport, you know, possibly having a connection, renting a car. Because you're going to the Jersey Shore, what are you going to fly to Philadelphia, rent a car, pile everything in there, find all your beach stuff? You'd have to rent that for beach chairs. So we do road trips at least once a year, and we'll go anywhere from 8 to 12 hours if we have to.
Right before Samantha was born, so, you know, 9-ish years ago, my wife and I took a road trip to Vermont.
Nice.
And it was memorable for a couple different reasons. Number one, she was like 7 months pregnant.
Oh my God.
Six and a half months pregnant.
So you can't fly, obviously.
I don't know if you could or not, but we weren't going to anyway, so we just enjoyed the drive.
10 hours-ish, maybe?
She was at the point, and I don't know if everybody's like this, but she was at the point in her pregnancy where her breasts were just humongous. I mean, just punching her in the face.
Nice cans.
I remember that. And it was a nice trip, and I remember being in a small town in Woodstock, Vermont.
Ooh.
Walking down the street and coming across Big Daddy Paul Keels.
Oh my God.
That was the trip.
There's just, what are the odds?
Right.
How the hell does that happen?
That was the trip. Paul Keels, big cans. It was a good time.
You see PK in the wild and he pretended like he didn't know you.
One of Teddy's good clean boys is a gift giver. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Good news, an accident has now been cleared away from the left berm of the southbound 71 off-ramp to the westbound downtown split. However, Cleveland Avenue, there's still that accident over at East 24th.
This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's. Major League Baseball season starts tonight with the New York Yankees in San Francisco to take on the Giants. Meanwhile, most of baseball, including Ohio's major league teams, begin tomorrow. Cincinnati Reds tomorrow afternoon host the Boston Red Sox. And tomorrow night, the Cleveland Guardians will be in Seattle to take on the Mariners. 17 former Ohio State football players involved in the annual Pro Day at the Woody Hayes Complex today, with numerous NFL officials in attendance. The NFL expected to award the Super Bowl following the 2028 season to Las Vegas, a move that still needs approval from league owners. Pair of NIT quarterfinal games tonight. Dayton Flyers at home with Illinois State. Nevada is at Auburn. The Blue Jackets, now holding second place in the Metro Division, will get back on the ice tomorrow, skating in Montreal. This update brought to you by Logan AC Heat and Plumbing Services, the home of fast, friendly services. Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Claire? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Joe Flacco, Flacco, my Cracko, signs a one-year deal to return to the Bengals. He also said that teams are dumb for not wanting him to start.
So wow. That's always a way to go when you're a 41-year-old aging quarterback that has not been a top line starter for how many years?
He's got magic.
When he's been starting, it's been by accident, and because teams have nowhere else to turn.
I will not.
It's the Browns and then the Bengals.
Besmirching the power of Flacco, my Cracko.
Flacco, my Cracko.
By the way, what's this mustache you got going on today? It's disturbing.
It's just a one day only.
You shaved
type of thing.
Everywhere else, yeah. But you kept the mustache. You look like a.
Oh, I was shaving.
Like
I was shaving.
Pedophile.
I was shaving before work, and I knew there wasn't TV time until Friday. I knew our friends T-Bone and Tyvus were going to be here today. I just thought I'd do something different. And you know what? You're the only one that even brought it up, which I commend you for it. And I knew,
Teddy,
and I knew that you would.
What
no
do you think
one
of this
else
mustache?
Said a damn thing, and it's ridiculous. And
it
I
is.
Want
it
someone to notice.
I agree. It is ridiculous.
Good. Good.
Yeah. See, Teddy agrees.
It goes back to the old thing where I've been wearing gold chains on top of gold chains, track suits. Then it's just been straight up velour. Then it's been velvet. No, I walk in here. I come to work. No one says a single thing.
Nobody cares.
About it.
That's because you've established yourself as a clown. You're like Kanye's wife. The only way people notice her now is she's just naked under there. She takes her clothes off. She's naked.
She was, wasn't she? She was at the Grammys completely
naked.
What, did she have saran wrap? Is that all that it was?
Name dropping, which, speaking of naked saran wrap, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. He told me he has very important information about the release of his new book. So let's all stay tuned for that. And, of course, we'll talk about the Jackets, who are awesome.
What did you tease? What did I tease?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good clean boy. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is very cool. And I know, Teddy, you were really excited about this as well. So the next time any of us take a trip down to Great American Ballpark to check out a Reds game with opening day coming up here, you are going to see a very cool new staple. And for me, coming from the golf world, this is a status symbol type of thing that golf courses worldwide. And if it's a Rolex brand one, then there's a little bit of gravitas that comes with that, because there's only about 40 clubs that get that sort of thing, hosting majors or being one of the most famed courses. Muirfield has a couple of them.
Is one of them.
And you know, so picture everyone that traditional deep colored green clock, beautiful clocks. These must cost tens and tens and tens and thousands of dollars to get them. We actually got one at York. I'm not sure if it's the Rolex brand, but Verdin is another maker. And Joey Votto, that's the brand that he gifted to Great American Ballpark, basically to the community of Cincinnati. So it's a beautiful Cincinnati Reds, bright colored red. It's got the patented C in the middle of the clock face. And it says Cincinnati up on the top, Reds on the bottom. It is just a gorgeous clock. And that's all courtesy of Joey Votto.
Teddy, does it satisfy you that, you know, when you look at Baseball Reference for Joey Votto, that all you see is CIN the whole way through? I mean, because he signed with the Blue Jays, but he never played in a professional game. Spring training, he played.
Yeah.
But his entire career was spent with your Cincinnati Reds.
It is very satisfying.
Isn't it?
Like Barry Larkin.
That's
same
right.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, obviously, you don't see that much very often, just because of guys, you know, switching teams and salary caps and things like that in sports. But yeah, it's very satisfying.
I still think that's a thing, to play your entire career in one city.
Of course it is, especially now.
No,
you don't,
I know, you don't ever see that. What I'm saying is, I still feel like that's a huge badge of honor.
I agree.
Kershaw did it.
Clayton Kershaw?
Clayton Kershaw played his entire career with the Dodgers. Who am I missing? I
mean, you've got some guys with your favorite team, with the Chicago White Sox, and then for me, for Cal Ripken Jr.
No, but I'm talking about more modern.
Mike Trout.
More modern.
Mike Trout's done it so far. Mike Trout's 34 years old. You know, and trust me, if the Angels can get out of that contract, they would.
I'm sure he'd love to play for Philadelphia.
He, once upon a time, they don't want him.
Yeah.
Now.
It's really hard to come up with those guys.
I know.
That are in between 15 and 20 years.
Jose Altuve?
He's not.
He's played a long time now, though, hasn't he?
I don't know if he's gotten to 15 yet, though. He's definitely been his entire career.
If you can make it to 10, that's enormous, really, these days.
I don't know about that. I still think Hall of Fame, guys with longevity in baseball, you're definitely able to push 40. We've seen a lot of pitchers here recently go well into their 40s. I mean, how old is
with one team.
Verlander, I know, doesn't fit the mold anymore because he switched.
He's
but how old is
several
he?
Teams.
I mean, he's in his 40s. Past 40 now?
Yeah.
And who's the other like ace? Scherzer. How old is Scherzer?
He's up there.
43, maybe? Like these guys go. And he's
Buster Posey did it his entire career. Joe Mauer did it.
Joe Mauer.
His entire career with one team. I'm trying to think who. Maybe it is Jose Altuve in terms of like active guys.
Jose Ramirez.
J-Ram.
How many years has J-Ram got under his belt now?
I don't know, but it seems like he's going to stay there forever, right?
He keeps giving him the home team discount, too.
I think he'll be a guy like that.
They just signed him through what? They just signed him to a new long-term deal, didn't they?
13 years. He's on year 13 going.
Yeah, so unless it's the end of his career and he wants a chance to win someplace else, I mean, that's a guy who's going to finish his entire
career
with one team.
Jose Ramirez and the kind of money that he could have taken. I mean, that he has to go down in Cleveland sports lore for what he has been to that baseball club.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
No doubt about it. I mean, off the top of my head, that's a tough Mount Rushmore, but you might have to move somebody out from the 90s, from their heyday, to make a spot for J-Ram. Don't you think?
Now
I know you don't have...
Now we need Dan Bergen
here. They didn't get a World Series then either, and they made their run and almost had their day against the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that World Series, if you're a Indians/Guardians fan and you want to drink poison, I saw that Anthony Rizzo and what's his name? Catcher, former manager, David Ross. They've started a new podcast purely about...
They're just going to talk about that series?
That series and that season.
Sucks.
So if you want to relive losing to those idiots, you can.
So don't...
Daddy, Altuve,
I'm sure they appreciate you bringing it up.
Altuve's at 15 seasons. Salvador Perez,
Royals, yes.
14 seasons.
Absolutely. Yadi Molina was one of those guys, too. Spent his entire career with the Cardinals.
Byron Buxton with the Twins. He's at 11. Aaron Nola with the Phillies, 11.
I believe
Aaron Judge, 11.
I believe recently Alex Gordon did his entire run with the Kansas City Royals.
I believe
he was a part of that World Series run where they went back-to-back years and got it.
I believe you're right.
I think he was a Nebraska kid, too, so somewhat local to the area. It meant a lot for him to go to the Kansas City Royals in the first place and to spend his whole career there. Pretty cool.
All right, more of your emails, plus a big change in college basketball. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On East Broad, there is an accident west of Wagoner Road. Only the right lane is open each way. Emergency crews there on scene as well. Another accident eastbound US 33 that's at 270. Center lane is blocked off. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at BHMCPAGroup.com because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
No other league is going to Oklahoma City or Flat Dayton, as we've referred to on the show.
Is that what you would say it is? Flat Dayton?
It's Flat Dayton, yeah.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, Thursday looks like an active day. Some morning rain showers for the rush hour and then drier during the midday into the afternoon before a strong cold front hits. Sometime between 8 p.m. and midnight, it looks like it's going to have some heavy rain, some strong to severe thunderstorms, even some hail, damaging winds possible with that. Highs on Thursday in the middle 70s and then falling quickly into Friday. Friday, some morning rain showers, but highs 30s and 40s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis, hey, you know them. They were on this show earlier. They'll have Rick Bonus, Jackets coach, on at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Big day. Big game against the Canadians.
Paul Feinbaum Pied Piper of the Hillbillies. He will be on Bishop and Friends at 10:30. Frank Caliendo will be on Rothman and Ice at 1 o'clock, doing his various impressions. Dan Dockich at 1:30 will be impersonating a college basketball expert. And on this show tomorrow, it's Too Hot Thursday, and Adam Rittenberg, and because she wasn't on today, Nicole Sherin. Thank you.
Big day.
Big day.
What time are we going to have Nicole on, though? Because she can't take Adam Rittenberg's time slot.
We'll move her around.
4:30. We're gonna move her around.
We'll move her around.
We're going to have to put her somewhere else. Can't be at 3:30, right?
You got some basketball news. Hubert Davis fired as North Carolina coach after 5 seasons.
I also saw Jacob Reimer, the Fan's college basketball expert. He's going to yell about that on T-Bone and Tyvus tomorrow at 8:30. And so
he's not going to yell about that. He wanted Hubert Davis gone, right?
No, I think he is more on the sees both sides of it. With Hubert being a former player, makes it a sad type of day.
I didn't say
in
it wasn't
Chapel
sad.
Hill to have to do that. They kind of stewed about this all week.
But there's expectations.
Of course.
They have not been met.
This is where...
Now Michael Jordan's going to coach him.
Yeah, MJ.
That's what I've been told.
Kenny the Jet Smith, he's the guy, right?
Maybe Phil Jackson comes out of retirement. He coaches him.
Maybe that's why Kenny Smith was just suddenly disappearing from the panels all weekend long.
Getting
ready to take the UNC job if Phil Jackson isn't going to take it. So... obviously, there's standards at North Carolina. It's a blue blood. You look at it this way, and three of the blue bloods right now, Kansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina, have not been in their normal mode here lately. Those are places where you have a certain expectation, where you're a one seed every year, you're fixing to win your conference championship, and you're chasing a national championship. You are looking to do all those things in a singular college basketball season. That is the bar every single year. Now, that doesn't mean that when you don't do that, you get fired right away. Obviously, that's not what we're saying. But going to the tournament is a non-starter. You absolutely have to go to the tournament every year. And you should, at places like that, even in your down years, still be hanging around the top three, top five of your conference. And if you're not a one seed, you're a two seed, sometimes a three or a four, and that's about the worst that you're going to do. So the year that Carolina went to the title, they were an eight seed.
And then they were
an eight seed, and they were bludgeoning Kansas. So here's what Hubert Davis got. He got the biggest championship game blown lead in tournament history, and he has the biggest first round blown lead in tournament history.
That's quite a resume right there, my friend.
That's what he got on his ledger at UNC. Now, and he missed a tournament too. He missed a tournament in that run as well. Did win one ACC title, did go to a Final Four, went to the championship game, and then another Sweet 16. So it's not as if he did nothing when he was there.
No, I just want to point out too, and
it's
I'm not saying they shouldn't have fired him. They have expectations. He hasn't met the expectations. I appreciate the hell out of that. However, what you just laid out to me in a 5-year span.
Yeah.
Won a conference championship.
Sure.
Went to a Sweet 16.
And then another championship game.
Went to a Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, we've been so starved for consistently good basketball around here.
And what is he? He's out. He's out the door.
If Diebler did that, we'd build him a statue.
Build him one right now. I know. And when we're talking about this today, we're breaking this down and wondering where they're going to go next. And it doesn't look like it's going to be a Carolina family hire. That's what they're all talking about because it's been that way. I even saw it referred to as, if they go outside the Carolina family, this would be the first time that they do that since Bill Guthridge. I'm thinking Bill Guthridge was Dean's top assistant for 30 years. If that doesn't make you
part of the family, he didn't go there.
I don't know what is. Dean Smith didn't go there. He came from Kansas. And how did that work out? But it doesn't look like they should go that way. You need to make sure that you have a home run hire. Someone will be really happy to spend the rest of their days in the Carolina family and then die as a member of the Carolina family because they came from wherever they were in life, took this job and started winning championships or at least put the floor back up to Sweet 16 status and finishing first or second along with Duke in the ACC every single year. But their standards for basketball are Buckeye football standards. So why don't we have those kind of standards for every single sport that we have? That, I guess, would be the question.
Baby steps, Timmy.
I'm okay
we
for
gotta
step.
Get that, we got to get that scoreboard fixed.
Look, we're in only year two with a coach that we chose to have. I'm not for firing coach when he gets to the tournament.
I didn't say that.
And shows progress. I've never but said
now,
that.
Now we take steps further.
And I'm hesitant to know because there's been some scuttlebutt about, oh, there's a 1.5 million more being infused into this roster. 1.5 million more than what, though?
Right.
And what is that going to get? We need to know how to scout the guys. And sometimes it isn't just about what your pile of money is. It's who you're targeting. Like there can be players that are less expensive that fit the mold and fit what you're doing. You need to go and recruit tough now. That I mean that as the type of player. I need someone that is a dog. I need someone that will punch you in the face. I need almost like the Matthew Olivier version of a power forward. I need someone like that.
Let's get Matthew Olivier.
I need a 10-10 guy, okay? I don't need an 11-5 guy. If he's going to be my starting five, I need someone that will go out and get me a double-double any damn night. And most nights is what I want. So it's the type of recruiting they do, but it's also how much money and how much resources they put into it. When do you want to choose to actually get back into being a championship team? Is it now? Is it this offseason? I sure as hell hope so off of what they did, but I'm hesitant and I'm going to need to see it before I believe it in this mode.
It's Good Clean Wednesday. You can send us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. What do you got, Timmy?
All right, my guys.
Oh, man, listen to me.
I thought of you when I was in the meats section at the Meijer. That's nice. It's a Dr. Pepper flavored Johnsonville brat.
I seen
snapped a pic of
the commercial for that, and I remember making a mental note saying, I want to buy that and make it.
He said, would you or wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely
would. And what are some other cross-branded food items or collabs you've enjoyed in the past?
I'll tell you something. Speaking of Dr. Pepper.
But Dr. Pepper sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
You get yourself a pork shoulder or pork butt.
I've done it.
A Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put like a little onion on the bottom of that thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe some chipotle peppers in adobo sauce. You see that in the can at the store? It's in the ethnic aisle.
I like where your head's
in
at.
In the Hispanic section.
And then a 12-ounce can of Dr. Pepper.
Two cans. You're going to braise
it. Kick it up a notch.
You're going to braise it. That's your liquid. Now you can do beer, right? See, when you're braising, a lot of people just go with water. Do something that's going to actually infuse some flavor.
You need something that's acidic.
Yeah.
And that's where the soda pop really helps out. And there have been plenty of barbecue joints across the U.S. that do some kick-ass sauces that are infused with Dr. Pepper.
Absolutely.
You'll find that a lot in Texas, obviously, because that's where the Dr. Pepper plant is. And pro tip, if you are ever road tripping, we did a lot of road trips when we were at Kansas down to Texas. We probably went there more than anywhere else and had a lot of fun in the great state. And it's all pure cane sugar Dr. Pepper, the closer you get to it.
You know where I got that recipe, actually, if you want to make that? And I recommend you do because it's very delicious. Google up Dr. Pepper pulled pork Pioneer Woman.
Okay.
You ever watch Pioneer Woman?
We've used several recipes
of hers. It's her recipe, and I've made it for years. It's delicious.
All right, I got another one here from our guy Matt. My Anus Squirters.
I love grass.
Happy, he calls it Wild Card Wednesday. It was the old days, but either way, Good Clean Wednesday. Do either of you notice any weird tics that you have or things that you catch yourself doing without giving it thought? Oh my God, there's so many. I've noticed that every time I get out of my car, I have to send a fresh loogie to the ground. Good for you, Matt. Can't stop, won't stop. Happy pizza.
Well, there's the constant throat clearing. That's
it's
more
not a tick though.
The constant phlegm.
That's that doesn't count as a tick because you have to. You're clearing your throat out. There's a reason why you're doing that.
We're talking about
you're sitting there doing nothing.
Every time I drop something, it's always oopsie daisy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oopsie, not oops, not crap, not another word. Oopsie daisy.
I would say that I'm big into just making songs out of nothing.
Well, I
whenever
I've done that.
Whenever I'm in the house, that's not really a tick though.
When I wake up every single morning, I have to clean out the nasal area. Not like blow the nose, but I got a whole routine.
Like you have to get a wet cloth or something, or a wet paper towel.
I got a
like
whole routine
really
where I have a paper towel that I plug each nostril and blow. Where I'm just rocketing crap out of there. It's like a missile.
This is a good question because the whole idea of it is things that you do when you don't even know that you're doing it. These are things that your spouse or somebody would point out to you. I will always like put my thumbnail under my other fingernails while I'm just sitting on the couch, just watching TV.
I'm always doing my hand in my pants
that
on the couch.
Happens a lot.
I'm
as
Al
well.
Bundy now.
I'm always adjusting Sacky.
Oh, that's, come on.
You do more ball handling in one night than Larry Bird does in a year.
Late.
Hey, Teddy, did we check in with Rimmer? Is his nurse going to pick up the phone?
Yeah, I just was talking with him a few minutes ago.
Okay, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The center lane is blocked off from an accident on eastbound US 33 over at 270, looking at a 5-minute delay back from Post Road. And westbound 670 accident is on the off-ramp to northbound 71. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
He's our guy. He's a broadcasting legend. Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we today?
Good. Oh, fantastic. I heard you have some news about the book that you're writing. Want to share?
Yeah, today is a major deadline. The manuscript, final manuscript, will be sent to the publisher. And, I can wash my hands and sit back and wait until I edit and come back with what will be the final copy. And we move on to the next part of the process for a book that I am very excited to bring forward. And the publisher is off the charts in his excitement.
It's getting close, Rims. Are you getting nervous?
Not at all. Not at all. We're just happy that my ghostwriter and I, Craig Mears, have put all the chapters together. And we are very proud of what we hope will be the final product. And by the way, you are mentioned a few times in the book,
ooh.
Michael.
Oh, I hope complimentary, Rims.
Well, of course it would be complimentary. I don't know any other way to talk about you, despite all the fun that we have and at times the battles that we have. But I have labeled you. You ready for this? Timmy, you're going to be impressed.
Okay, what?
A brilliant broadcaster.
Wow. Ooh, I wish I could argue the other side, but...
But you just can't, right?
I can't.
And after all, you deserve... I don't know if we've ever discussed this before, but it was your idea for this name-dropping segment, which has become very, very popular over the years and one that I hope will continue for many more.
He is a one of one. You're right, Rims. Remind everyone the name of the book again, Jeff.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Beautiful. And you know what? It wouldn't get any better than this if the Jackets continue doing what they're doing. What did you think of the 3-2 win in Philly? That was a desperate Flyers team that they held off last night.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't too happy with what I saw in the first period. But I can tell you from talking to people today, the team wasn't very happy either, and in particular, the players in that dressing room. And they addressed it after the first period, and we saw a totally different team come out in the early minutes of the second period. And hey, if not for Jet Greaves in period number one, what's he stopped? Three critical attempts by the Flyers to build up a lead, including that penalty shot. But they were skating in mud for that first period. We did not see this Blue Jacket team play at that level since before Rick Bonus took over the team. But fortunately, they addressed it. And as I said, second and third period were outstanding.
You brought up Jet Greaves. It seems clear now that he's sort of established himself as the number one guy, right?
I told you that a couple of weeks ago, that it looked like the way that the goaltending matchups were put together by the head coach, that it looked like it was a situation where Bonus had total confidence in Greaves. And let me also add that he also gave Elvis an opportunity to establish himself, because he got more opportunities under Bonus than he did under Evason. So, yeah, but Greaves, bottom line, to answer your question, he appears to be the number one and the go-to guy. Now, they do have another back-to-back situation this weekend, 2 5 o'clock games, so, and both are at home this time. So I suspect that they'll split those. But for the most part, I think you're going to see Jet Greaves handed the goaltending equipment and say, go give us the best that you got, and he will.
Name-dropping with Jeff Rimmer. This was something I saw on social media yesterday, and everybody almost just had a heart attack. Like, when has this ever happened? ESPN tweets out a graphic about the Columbus Blue Jackets. I mean, are you kidding me? I know the games were on their networks last night, but it was about Kirill. It was about Marchenko. And he has started his career in Columbus with 4 straight 20-goal seasons. Of course, we're hoping that he gets to his second straight 30-goal season here. But the kicker, Jeff, is he hasn't scored a goal in the last 5 games, for which the team is 4-1, and they only lost that Islanders game on the road. Very tough game, 1-0. What have you seen from this team where they have that firepower now when Marchenko's in a bit of a goal-scoring slump to keep doing this?
Well, let's talk about Zach Werenski. Look at the game he had last night. Do you know that he went better than 10, 11 games without scoring a goal himself? So, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this hockey team. If it's Marchenko, if it's Werenski, that all of a sudden aren't putting the puck in the net, but they're still, by the way, picking up assists. There'll be somebody else to pick things up. Coyle was hot for a while. How about Marchman and his goal last night and the key goals that he has scored? What about Fantilli? The thing is that they now have 4 lines that can contribute offensively, and we have seen that every night. And there's a different hero with each passing game.
Name dropping brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Yes, we always talk about the good folks at Buyers Imports by the Airport on Hamilton Road. I know I mentioned this before, but it is worthwhile repeating. I want to talk about the Volkswagen Atlas. The 2026 Volkswagen Atlas stands out with stylish accents. It's got a spacious interior, smart technology, and guess what? You can seat up to 7 passengers comfortably and tow up to 5,000 pounds. And just announced, you head to Buyers Imports by the Airport, because you can get 0% interest for up to 60 months at Buyers Volkswagen, Buyers Imports by the Airport on Hamilton Road.
All right.
And yes, experience the new Atlas family SUV today only at Buyers Volkswagen.
I'm sorry to interrupt your read. I thought you were done.
That's fine.
Which one of these teams scares you the most? Pittsburgh, Boston, Ottawa?
None of the above. But let me say this. It looks like Ottawa, despite the fact they've got 4 of their top defensemen injured right now, but they continue to win. They're knocking at the door for a playoff spot. Boston lose last night to Toronto on home ice. Pittsburgh has lost 2 in a row. They're struggling, not offensively. They've got a guy by the name of Chinnikov.
I was waiting for you to bring him up. I saw that he scored again last night.
Yeah. They are marveling at what an outstanding talent he is and how lucky and fortunate they are to have acquired him from the Columbus Blue Jackets. But Pittsburgh's not getting the goaltending right now. And I think that they may fall further back. The Jackets now have that second place in the Metro, and I think they're going to stay there. And you know what? That means home ice advantage in the first round. Could mean home ice advantage, but if there's an upset in round number one, and that is if Carolina were to fall, which I don't think will happen. But fact of the matter is, to open up on home ice in the first round, which has never happened for the Blue Jackets, would be an incredible feat for a team that not too long ago we had, not us personally here, the three of us, but others had written off. And they make the coaching change, and it's all Rick Bowness. And yes, Bowness should be under serious consideration for Coach of the Year. And I talk about that in the book, and I suspect that we will have potentially another Coach of the Year award, the Jack Adams for Coach of the Year, and should come our way with the incredible job that Bowness has done.
Rims, you have any names for us this week?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. And we ran out of time last week. You guys were late getting to me because you couldn't find me here in South Florida. But anyway, I spent time last week, a great deal of time, talking about the Blue Jackets with the former Columbus coach and Hall of Famer, Ken Hitchcock. And he made several big points, as far as I'm concerned. One of them, one I just discussed, Rick Bowness, and his high praise for Bowness as a coach, and just how he has them playing the right way. And one of the pillars of Hitchcock's career as a coach, and certainly we heard it here many times, not only from him, but from Tortorella, defense comes first, and that's what Bowness has done, and that is a big change as far as Hitchcock is concerned. He also talked about the young talent Columbus has had and integrating it with the veterans and the goaltending they're getting from Jet Greaves. So Hitch is all in on Columbus. He thinks that they can have a tremendous impact in the Stanley Cup playoffs based on what he is seeing from the team right now. And you know what, guys? He doesn't miss a Blue Jacket game. After all, he still has a very warm spot for Columbus, Ohio, and specifically the Blue Jackets organization, Mike Priest, ownership, the late Mr. McConnell, and just everybody involved with this organization. So he's cheering for Columbus. We all are. And yes, lifetime Blue Jacket that I am, I can't wait for tomorrow night's game in Montreal. I'm just living and dying with these games.
Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
I look forward to it.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The center lane is blocked from an accident on eastbound US 33 over at 270, looking at a 5 to 10 minute delay back from Post Road. And on East Broad, also still an accident west of Wagoner Road. Emergency crews are still there on scene, but it's looking like traffic is able to pass through a little easier. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets hit the road for a battle with the Canadiens. Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Hey, it's Anthony.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Wednesday.
This is the last time we're going to see you for quite a while.
Yeah, for a little bit.
You're going on paternity leave.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days? When we were locally owned and operated, you know, those local salt of the earth.
And we got like 3 days.
We didn't get any days unless we took PTO.
Yeah. You know, although our PTO days did roll over at the end of the year.
They
which
did.
Which was nice.
That's right. But I think sometimes we glorify, you know, what things used to be like. It's like, oh, yeah, they used to care about you. Yeah. They didn't care.
No.
And
no,
they gave men absolutely no time. I think I took 3 days of PTO and then I was back at work.
I remember Bob telling me a story. He was like, yeah, my baby was born in the morning and I was there for the noon show with Rothman.
Well, I mean, when you have four of them too,
and it was the fourth.
Yeah,
it was the last.
Come on, what are we doing? Yeah. She was like Pat Summitt at that point. She just gave birth standing up in the rice field.
All right, honey, I'll see you later.
Jesus. You're used to this. You're
That's
a
right.
savvy veteran,
That's right.
you know, at this
Real
point.
Grizzled vet.
It's still, though, it's still a child. I get if you've had a second, third, fourth, but it's still a lot of work to be done. It doesn't get any easier the more you have.
No.
It's not like these
Maybe
kids are like, oh, okay, I'm 7 years old. I'm just going to take care of everything.
Maybe
no.
By the time the fourth one comes out, it just sort of squirts on out of there.
I mean, I'll just tell you one thing. Willie is useless, so he's not going to help
totally
out
totally useless.
All.
Yeah.
Actually, he'll be a huge hindrance. he's going to be a pain in the butt.
He's going to be standing in the way. He's going to be all over the place.
He's fully potty trained, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's good.
I mean, he has an accident from, you know.
So do I, Beaver. What does that mean?
Among us?
I stand him up on the potty sometimes, and, you know, usually he sits on, like, his little potty. But sometimes he finds it like a novel thing to stand up on the toilet. Or if we're out in public, he loves a urinal. He calls it the rain potty. And
I
he'll
like
be,
that
he'll
term.
Be standing there and, you know, he'll dribble on his pants from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And when we get updates, if he does that at school, they change him. Meredith changes him out of his outfit. When I'm behind him when he does that, I said, who doesn't walk around with a little pee on their pants, man?
It's
you're
just
fine.
A little
happened to me, happened to me yesterday.
I
finished up yesterday. It was like three drips just came out and nothing I could do about
it. Peeing your pants is cool. Yeah. Consider me Miles Davis.
Exactly.
You didn't wander around with a little bit of pee pants from time to time.
Are you guys at all nervous about tomorrow? Is it more excitement?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of both. A little angsty, for sure.
Angsty.
Mm-hmm. But now we're all right.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, big hour for us tonight. Justin Zwick is hanging out. We'll talk about Ohio State Pro Day. Austin Ward will join us at 6:18. He was over at the Woody today. We'll hear from Ryan Day. We'll hear from Arthur Smith. And we'll talk about something that you guys were talking about, the Carolina basketball job open. Where does that rank in the pantheon of college sports jobs?
I'd like to hear Justin's take on the evolution of Pro Day, because I was saying, like, I've been here 22 years now, and Pro Day was like sort of an afterthought where maybe you had a couple people show up, but the combine was really the place where you'd go to showcase your skills. And now Pro Day has just become this huge circus at Ohio State.
It's a huge event now.
NFL Network wants to come in and broadcast for a couple of hours and just bring a crew over here because they know that Ohio State is pumping X amount of players into the draft every single year now.
And we will watch.
Yeah. We're going to watch. And this year especially, you've got all these dudes that could be cramming the top 10 of the draft class.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, Julian Sain's not going anywhere, but he's throwing at Pro Day. He's throwing for Carnell Tate.
Right.
So he has a chance to show off in front of all these people, too.
It's great exposure for him. He's not the first one to do it. You know, before him, it was C.J. Stroud. The year before he was eligible, before that, it was Justin Fields. And then every so often, oh, Troy Smith comes back to the Woody. He's going to sling the football down the field a little bit. Oh, do you think he could get a contract in the NFL? No, but let's just enjoy what he's doing out here
right
now.
There's no Joe Flacco.
No.
No,
you know what? Those other teams, they're bums.
You know what? I respect Joe for saying that today.
Buckeyes Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
GoodCleanBoy at gmail.com. You can always email us there any day. It's a Good Clean Wednesday, so we're taking any kind of email, any subject. This one said, my guys, I know you guys have an affinity for the Frosty at Wendy's.
Love it.
So you're not allowed to say that one. But if you had to pick one frozen treat at a fast food chain, what would it be?
Does Dairy Queen count?
Why not? That's a fast food chain.
I say it counts.
The Oreo Blizzard is...
I don't argue.
It just stands Blizzard. Alone.
I will say if I go on a lesser expensive route than that, so if I did... Because Dairy Queen, obviously, yeah, their specialty is frozen treats.
You talked about that like it was...
M&M McFlurry.
Filet mignon you were getting. I gotta tell you, that Blizzard, it's too much for my blood.
A Blizzard can run you upwards of $9, man.
What kind of Blizzard are you getting?
Yeah, the largest one?
With gold leaf?
With an extra...
I don't know if...
If you get the largest size,
$9?
One extra topping, it's going to get you close to $8, $9.
You don't mix
$9.
You don't mix
I call
toppings.
BS on that,
no?
Timmy.
No.
You only do two toppings?
Just one.
I mean, yeah, one can satisfy, but if you want to do like an Oreo and
like
a cookie dough.
I like how you're like, yeah, who doesn't get anything but the large? The same guy who gets a small bowl at Bibibop is going to lecture me on Blizzard size.
Well, you know what, Mike? I don't get the same size of things every single time I go to a place. You ever hear of being hungrier and then less hungrier?
No.
Depending on what the day is like?
If I'm going out to eat, I'm the same level of hungry every single
time.
That.
Sometimes I might just need a small Blizzard. Sometimes I want to have an extra large. I want to eat an entire quart of ice cream. But I would go with an M&M McFlurry. I don't think you can do a lot better than that at Mickey D's. As long as the frozen stuff is operating. Because half the time you go all the way to McDonald's just for a $1.29 cone. Those are great. Or a McFlurry. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's broken today.
What about the classic Ice Dream at Chick-fil-A? It's good.
Oh, that is great stuff. Yeah. The mix of ice cream that Chick-fil-A has is top notch. It's really tasty.
I don't think I've had it.
It's almost
good.
It's like a little bit of the ice milk type of hint to it.
It's not like full ice cream.
Right, right. It's just outstanding. It's just really good.
What about just a good old fashioned apple pie from McDonald's?
Yeah.
It's not a frozen treat, is it?
Did he say frozen treat?
It did say frozen treat, right? Yeah.
Have you ever done this? Ever gotten a McFlurry and then just dumped an apple pie in there?
I've heard of people that have done that. I've heard people
what
that
could
have
be
done
better
that.
Than that.
What
not a lot.
My general move though is to get a small hot fresh French fry and just do a couple little dabs in the ice cream.
Why not a large?
Enjoy the fries.
Yeah, why not a large one?
You stupid idiot.
Sometimes you're hungrier, sometimes you're not. Is that the way it goes?
That's right. Yeah. I got a little hungry.
A small bowl can be very filling.
A small fry with a McFlurry is just fine.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The center lane is blocked off from an accident on eastbound US 33 that's over at 270, about a 15-minute delay now from Post Road. Northbound US 23, another accident after Hudson, that one blocking the center turn lane. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.